time for Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. Benedict and Raven football is brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown Napa dealer. Don't forget you can listen to today's broadcast free on our mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store, and you can also stream today's game free online at mscsports.net.
Place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
You're listening to Benedict and Raven football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. The Amberwell Health pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring head Raven football coach Joel Osborne starts right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Getting ready for Benedictine football this afternoon, and Joel Osborne, head coach of the Ravens, with us. Coach, why does it feel like it's been so long since we visited? We had a week off, and wow, we got to go back to that Mid-America game and the fantastic way your team finished out the regular season.
Yeah, I thought kids came out ready to go. We played really well in all three phases, controlled the game. You know, I thought we were the most physical team, and I thought our defense was really locked in on their passing game. The quarterback had 4 completions at halftime and 3 interceptions. And, you know, they're a good offense. And so I was really pleased how we played as a team. And it was a great way to, you know, to cap off our regular season. I mean, we had a goal to win the conference outright. And to win the conference outright is fantastic. But to do it the way we did, it's even better. And you're right, we have had some time off, which has been good. You know, and we've used it to get healthy and get better. And it's been great to celebrate Thanksgiving together. We got a great tradition of, you know, keeping the team here and going out to Mueller's for lunch on Thanksgiving. And that was great to do that on Thursday. And we're looking forward to today.
Tell me about the preparation for the opponent today. Somebody, it's not a conference team. It's somebody who's not on the regular schedule. Matter of fact, I don't remember playing these guys. You know, Campbellsville's a good team.
Yeah, they are. They come from a really good league, the Mid-South Conference. And they finished second in their league with a 4-2 record in conference. Their 2 losses are by combined 4 points, both on 2-point conversions, and they could easily be 10-0. You know, in my mind, they're a top 7, top 6 team, and they've got talent, good quarterback play. They got a really solid quarterback and a very explosive running back. This will be the best running back we've played so far. He's over 1,000 yards rushing, over 500 receiving. He averages 9 yards per carry, so very good player. And defensively, they're very solid, very active up front with their defensive line. Really good experience and explosiveness in the secondary. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full. It's going to be a great challenge.
Okay, so we look out here, and you've been watching stuff, and you've been getting yourself ready. What am I going to see out of this Campbellsville team? I mean, what do they do? They want to use this back and run, or are they going to mix it up pretty good?
They're going to mix it up with the run in the pass. I mean, they average, you know, over 280 yards passing a game. They rush for quite a bit as well, too. So they're going to mix it up. They don't play as many backs as we do. When you look at their statistics, their next leading rusher is not even at 200 yards. So, you know, they're definitely leaning heavy on him. And, you know, the thing is on the special teams too, their punter has the best average per punt in the country this year. He averages 45 yards a punt. And so on special teams, you know, whether they're kicking off or they're punting, this guy can boom the ball. And, so we've got to be ready to go. I think they've got 2 kickoff returns for touchdowns this year. They've got explosive guys. So, it's going to be a physical game as well. They're very physical.
Tell me a little bit about your guys. Talk about physical. You've had a week off. That has to make people healthier and give you a little extra time to get ready.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely spent last week focusing on getting better, focusing on ourselves. And once we got the matchup and we knew we were playing Campbellsville, we exchanged film, and then, you know, we could see on tape what they're going to bring to the table. And then, you know, what's the game plan going to be from our standpoint? I think you got to factor in the weather. You know, you got a storm coming through. Looks like we're going to get hit by some rain, potentially a little bit of snow, but not nearly as much as if we were playing in Des Moines. I know they're going to get about a foot. And so, you know, the wind will be a factor with a wet ball. So we definitely need to be able to run the ball, play field position, stop the run, create turnovers. I think the team that does the best job with field position and takes care of the football or creates turnovers and gets maybe an explosive or two through the air when you've got the wind or however it may happen, I think that team's going to come out on top. Obviously, you got to be able to run the ball in these conditions.
And when they run the ball, we talk about their good running back, but I look at, and you know, again, I love the line play, and most schools have a solid front four on defense. Coach, you got a front eight on defense, you know, because you are so deep at that position, and that's got to be a big deal.
Yeah, it is. We've got a lot of experience up front on the D-line. Coach Hines does a great job and developed all those guys. I mean, they've been in our program for a long time. And, you know, Jason Anderson really has stepped up this year, got voted all-conference, you know, and his play has been fantastic. And then you look at Blake Castile as well, being an all-conference guy. And then, you know, Cole Johnson has been a senior that's done a great job for us. I'm just really pleased with how we've played up front. It's been fun to see.
And your offensive line has done the same thing for your running backs. And you talk about depth. That Campbellsville has a feature running back, we'll call him. But you have the depth at running back that no school at this level has.
I would agree. Xavier Gorgie's really stepped up this year with Dalton getting injured early on. And has had a great season. I'm really proud of him for his honors and awards he's received from the conference. And, you know, we've had other guys play throughout the season. You know, Jordan Jackson stepped up, and then he got hurt. You had Samar Hernandez stepped up. He got dinged up a little bit. Then we got Dalton Witherspoon back, and so now I feel like it's a two-headed monster, and, you know, they're running behind a really, really good offensive line led by Rashad Beckham, and our O-line's done a really nice job this year.
Okay, so that all said, the key, the goal, move on to next week. How do you do it? What has to happen here today for a big Raven win?
Like I said earlier, I think it's got to be, you know, field position, take care of the football, create explosives. You got to be able to run the ball as well. And then, you know, the big thing is just staying together. Both sides are going to make plays. Both teams have really good players, and that's what we talk to our guys about. If they make a good play, you should expect that to happen, you know, a couple times at least and during this game, because they've done it all year. You know, that you look at their schedule, they beat two playoff teams, St. Francis and Lindsey Wilson. So they've played a tough schedule, and they should be, you know, a very, very formidable opponent. But I think if we can do those things, we're going to be in good shape.
And, Coach, your guys, this team has just – I've watched the cohesiveness through it this season, and this is as tight a knit bunch as I've maybe seen.
Yeah, I would agree. And it's been fun to see them play. You know, I think they've been humble about how they've handled themselves as well, too. We've had guys step up, guys that maybe you didn't expect to. I forgot to mention on the defensive line, Xavier Hernandez got voted all-conference. You know, and you look at his journey where he came from Atchison High School here in town, was on scout team for 3 years, and all of a sudden he's an all-conference defensive lineman. So we've had guys really develop within the program, and you know, they've been hungry, they've stayed loyal, and they're really tight, they're close, they're good friends. You can see that with their interactions with each other, and that's been fun to see them develop those relationships, and that's what it's all about.
Last thing, for you, for the players, the experience of last year going so deep into the playoffs, can you draw from that? Is there a benefit that you and the team can bring into this postseason?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the big thing is, you know, we know how every week should operate, but we're focused really on the right now. You know, our goal, we've accomplished some of our goals, which was win a conference outright, make the playoffs, get a home playoff game, you know, but that's not our only goal. So, you know, in order to get to our ultimate goal, we want to win a national championship. you know, the next most important thing is right now playing this game against Campbellsville. So, and then we'll just take it one step from there. But our goal to this week is to go from 16 teams to 8 teams. And we've been talking about that this week. How do we go from 16 to 8?
Coach, we are looking forward to that unfolding and happening here this afternoon. Best of luck, man.
Thanks a lot.
93.7 FM. We're here for a few more minutes. When I say here, I'm talking about Taco John's in Atchison. Been here since 10. Going to be here right up until noon. This is going to be our final broadcast. So as soon as we get our last registration into the box, we're going to go ahead and do that drawing for the $25 gift card here at Taco John's of Atchison.
That's right. We thought, you know what? We'll let them sign up for $1,000.
Yeah.
We'll give them the Olay game for an extra chance. And we'll give them, well, someone. Sorry, not all of them.
Right.
We'll give one person the chance to win a $25 gift card today.
And this person's name will then go back into the box and still be in the running for the drawing on Monday morning for the 5 finalists. And then, of course, there will be that 6th one, too, with the chamber and all that. So a lot of winning happening, but we're going to announce the gift card winner right now for the $25. You want to see if the box is ready to go over there, Brent, so we can go ahead and do that drawing? So it's about time, because we're heading into Benedictine action. Going to be a good game today right here on 93.7. And we've got a blast hanging out over here. Make sure you take advantage of the season for those nachos Navidad. They're so good. We polished off a plate, didn't we?
Oh, we sure did. And we had some potato Olays. And we'd eat more, but we were so full.
Yeah, so full. All right. We've reached in there. You've drawn out one name.
I got one name.
All right,
right here.
Let's see who it is. Who gets that $25 gift card?
All right, so this is for that $25 gift card, and the name is Philip Halling.
Philip Halling. Philip Halling. You've got yourself a $25 gift card here at Taco Junction. Philip is in the house. He gives us a wave. Philip, how does that feel to win just sitting here coming in to eat?
It's good eating anyway.
That's right. All right. Well, congratulations and Merry Christmas. So another great winner here. We've had a blast. We're here until noon. If you got a few more minutes, you can swing on by and see us. Taco John's in Atchison with 93.7 FM. Candy Cane Cash. Ho, ho, ho.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show, your home for Benedict and Raven football here on Care Radio. The Amberwell Health pregame show continues next with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game coming up next.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
As we get set for playoff football this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. Let's start with the offense. I think for Benedictine today, with the weather being a little sketchy at times, it's colder. That ball is hard to hold on to. I think for the Ravens, holding on to the football is a big thing. I also think that trying to stretch the field on this Campbellsville team is something that you can do. Their secondary is a little sketchy. Look for the Ravens to get TZ along with Titan Osborne over the top of the coverage. Flip it to defense. I think for Benedictine, winning on first and second down is going to be huge, because Campbellsville is not a great team on third down, and they're a very poor team on fourth down. Also, that if this Raven offense can take the lead, it'll help the defense to keep running back Trey Bass out of the game. He is the player that they're really going to depend on. So if the Ravens can do those things, they'll punch their ticket to the next round. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game kickoff coming up here next.
Keys to the Game have been brought to you by Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, part of the Amberwell pregame show here on Hot Country 93.7, home of Benedictine Ravens football. We now go live to the stadium for Raven football, where Tom and Gus Kouse are standing by for live play-by-play and in-game analysis right here on your local sports authority, Care 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha, or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Hey, and with that, we welcome you to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for NAIA Football Championship Series action this afternoon as the Benedictine Ravens are playing host to the Tigers of Campbellsville University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering back at a Cario Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my left, got Case to my right. Tom Couch, happy to have you along with us this afternoon. Is the crowd, Gus, a little late arriving, maybe not as quite great in numbers. It might be on a little more pleasant weather day. But I tell you what, the Hardy fans coming out for this one should be a great matchup between a couple of teams who have never played one another ever before.
Yeah, you talk about two teams coming into today's ball game having never played each other, but Campbellsville comes into this game as the 4-2 runner-up in the Mid-South Conference, having lost their last regular season game at Georgetown, which dropped them down to where they are. The Ravens come into this ball game 6-0 in the Heart of America Athletic South Conference, finished the season number 3, got decked down to number 5 because of, I'm not really sure, competition maybe. So the Ravens coming into this game, and you got to think, with getting docked a little bit for playing in the Heart of America, they're going to come into this game with, hopefully, a little bit of a chip on their shoulder.
And they're coming into in front of a home crowd for the first time in a postseason since 2022. Last year, if you'll recall, in their long postseason run, Gus Benedictine found themselves on the road week after week after week, not getting any home games, but getting wins anyway. Campbellsville would love to follow that model and start that kind of an action here today. The Ravens have won the flip of the coin at the onset of the ball game, and as is typical in this day and age, they have elected to defer, and we're going to get the kickoff going to Campbellsville up here very, very shortly.
We did the flip of the coin just a few moments earlier, I think, than anticipated. I'm going to tell you, the officials are going to sit there and watch that last 90 seconds click off the clock before we're set to start this game.
Campbellsville, because let's be real honest, man, they are a very, very good football team. I've gotten to enjoy a little bit of a video from them this year, and what we're going to be looking at is a team that can both run and throw the ball. They're going to use the feet and the skills of running back Trey Bass, who's averaging over 100 yards a game, and he is not just fast, but he has that explosive speed.
Yeah, he's a guy who's got some real good top-end speed. He also catches the ball well out of the backfield. 445 receiving yards, 5 receiving touchdowns, 11 rushing touchdowns. This is also a Campbellsville team coming into today's ballgame who, yeah, you look at it and you say, well, they've lost 2 games. And Benedictine says, we lost 1, and it was on the road by 3 to the defending national champion, number 1 team in the country. And Campbellsville is going to say, well, we lost 2 games by a total of 4 points. They lost to Cumberland 35-33. Cumberland's receiving votes at the time. And then lost last week, we talked about it, at Georgetown, Kentucky, and lost that game by 2 at 34-32.
We're set for a kickoff, and you can kick off your weekend or holiday party with a stop at Hundley Liquor. They're hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That is Huntley Liquor. Campbellsville comes into the game today, guys. They're also a little bit hurt at not being invited to the tournament last year, in spite of being 8-2 like they are this year. Last year they got bumped by a conference championship. Ashton Alker and Jayshon Pritchard are back deep for Campbellsville. Ashton Alker, they with 2 returns for touchdowns this year, and it'll be Alker to let it go over his head, bounce out the back of the end zone, and it will be Campbellsville football to begin things here this afternoon. Campbellsville's onset of the ball game is going to be going from right to left across your dial. Let's talk about that weather a little bit, Gus, because coming in here today, 39 degrees. A kickoff time feels like 34. It has been raining and misting all morning long. We've gotten about 4,800 inches of rain in the last 6 hours. 95% humidity, feels like 34, 29.87 on the barometer, and the wind will be at Campbellsville back, but it's going to be very light, 4 to 8. Quarterback is back to throw, first down called, feels the heat, throws it over to the near side, juggled and dropped at the 25-yard line. If that catch had been made, there was going to be a little bit of room over here on the near side for Trey Bass.
Yeah, that time it was just a little swing pass out of the backfield. Benedictine getting good pressure off the backside. Kevin Harris closing. And I think that time quarterback Jet Ingle just rushed that pass a little bit. He had his running back wide open out there in the flat.
Talk about Jeff Ingle. He is no rookie. He's a very experienced junior quarterback out of Marion, Indiana. Second down, 10 from their own 25-yard line. Campbellsville. They'll motion to the right side. Quarterback, play action, looks right, throws to his man out of the backfield, catches it at the 20, brings it to the 25, crosses the 30, and backs his way for a first down across the 35. Hope they're going to mark him out of bounds at the 34, so he's going to be a yard short of the first down.
Yeah, that time as he was working up the sideline, Isaiah Haston doing a great job coming over there, able to usher him out of bounds and a yard short. Big play right here for Campbellsville, looking at a third and one.
Quarterback Jet Ingle, J-E-T-T, Jet Ingle, 5'11", 190 pounds. He was a second-team All-MSC quarterback. Third down and a yard. Looking for the running back. They'll hand it to him. He'll bust into the middle. He's going to bounce outside, pick up a first down, and get a little bit more on a 45 up the far sideline, crosses the 50, and that's what you get out of Trey Bass. Give him a little bit of daylight, and he will explode.
Yeah, that time he hit the stack, and it looked like he was going to be stood up and dropped, but that time bounces it outside, and Sakori Thomas, the outside cornerback, finally makes the stop on the play, but not before Campbellsville picks up a first down and crosses midfield into Raven territory to the 48.
Bass is a 5 foot 10 inch, 195 pound senior out of Franklin, Kentucky. First team All Mid South Conference guy. Ed, last week, 19 carries, 149. He hits those kind of numbers all the time. QB's back to throw on a play action, chase out of the pocket, throws it over to the near side, caught at the line of scrimmage, down to the 45 and bumped out of bounds along the near side. A nice little catch and carry over here for Ashton Alker.
Peyton Jobe over there able to usher him out of bounds, but what we're seeing Campbellsville do is they're looking down the field. They really want to stretch the field. The Ravens have done a good job with that secondary, but then they'll check the ball down out of the backfield. That's why these running backs have caught so many passes this season.
Second and two. If they can pick up eight at a time, Campbellsville's going to be happy with that. Quarterback's going to be back to throw again. Sets up, plenty of time, over the middle, wide open. Alker again at the 25, down to the 20-yard line, another first down. Campbellsville has taken the opening kickoff, and they've moved the ball briskly downfield. They're at the Raven 20. Dylan Witherspoon with the tackle, and because Campbellsville is taking what they're being given.
Well, and that's exactly what's happening, is the Ravens.
Jeez. What on earth?
Somebody okay?
Something flew off the roof, and I don't know what it is or what it was. Anyway, we'll see what that's all about. The wind,
wow.
The wind has really gusted up.
The whole...
Quarterback is back to throw. He's rolling, in trouble. Throws one and throws it away. That was a smart play by Jet Ingle. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
It's a tent. It's blowing off building right now. And it was one of those sandbags flew off and hit somebody in the stands.
Cole Johnson, Joe Abrams with the pressure for Benedictine. First time for Campbellsville, guys, are looking at a second down 10 here from their Raven 20-yard line. And the wind, all of a sudden, it just gusted way up. And we're going to expect the wind to come up. I thought it would come up more gently. It just all of a sudden came through and started blowing. I'm just hoping that everybody's okay. We got, I think, a little guy took a little banging around down there, but he seems like they're getting him looking okay. Quarterback is back, looking right, throws right, and has his man. It's going to be caught at the 15-yard line and down to the 14.
Sakori Thomas over there to make the stop for Benedictine after a short gain on the play. And now Campbellsville set up with another third down. Early on in this possession, their first third down of the day, they were able to convert it. This time they're going to be looking at a third and four as the ball is going to be marked down to the 14. Need to get to the 10 to achieve a first down. And, man, look at the wind really kick up out of the north to the south.
Campbellsville moving directly into the teeth of what has now become a gale force wind. I don't know if they're going to be able to hold all the tent stands they've got set up today to try to protect from the weather. Third down, 4. QB back. Steps up. Throwing left. Throwing deep. Man's wide open over there. It's intercepted in the end zone. Benedictine. It's Isaiah Haston with the INT.
So Isaiah Haston, with that interception, gets his 8th pick of the year, his 11th of his career, and now is one short of tying Shim Johnson's record for interceptions. And I'm going to tell you what happened on that play was the quarterback dropped back and got caught in that high wind, and it just held that ball up. What an interception for Benedictine.
And what a momentum shift as Campbellsville, they take the opening kickoff. They just trucked right downfield, chunking it down to the end zone, and the Ravens coming up with a TO. Here comes a BC offense and quarterback Jackson Dooley, the South Heart of America Athletic Conference Player of the Year. First and 10 Ravens. Little wraparound. No, the fair pass over to the left side is going to be short and incomplete. Looking for LeBron. It'll bring up a second and 10 for the Ravens. A little play action off of a fake of the handoff to Ugorji.
Now the Ravens going to bring into the ballgame. How about this? Pretty early to see David Wilburn. The Ravens are going to set up with 1, 2, 3 tight ends. They're going to tuck David Wilburn to the right. They're going to move into the backfield, Tyler Watson, and then off to the left will be TZ.
There you go. Guys down there taking care of stuff. Here's a straight-ahead handoff. Ugorji gets to the 22, and an on-rushing linebacker drops his shoulder and just drills him. Tyler Ballard, he's handed out some punishment with that
tackle. Wow, that was a big hit by Tyler Ballard, the junior out of Louisville by way of Holy Cross High School. Makes a big hit right there. I think he has played maybe against Cole Johnson, the senior out of Louisville, by way of Trinity High School.
May well
I'm going to guess Trinity and Holy Cross. I know Louisville's a big town, but I'm going to guess those two schools might have played each other once.
LeBron Jackson into the game also. Joseph Lagapliana for Benedictine on a 3rd-down, 7 call. Ravens at their own 23. Ugorji motion. Quarterback is back. Looks over the middle. Gets one. Caught at the knees by JoJo for a 1st down.
Love that route right there by JoJo. Knew that he needed 7. Ran for 12. Sat down in a good spot, makes the catch, and picks up the 1st down.
He was covered by the freshman strong safety, Jaquan Coulter, because there was no defense for that pass. 1st and 10, Benedictine of the Ravens will advance to sticks. 10.5 to go in the opening quarter, still scoreless. Ravens at their own 34-yard line. Lawrence native Jackson Dooley, the senior quarterback, snap. Back to throw again, steps up in the pocket, goes left, has his man downfield, and it's going to be out of bounds and incomplete across midfield.
That time looking down the field for TZ, he was being guarded by DQ Brown. DQ at 6 foot, TZ at 6'5".
Did you just make that up?
I did.
TZ covered by DQ.
Yeah, and that time what happened was as Zimmerman came back to the football, just kind of lost his footing and falls down.
You can hear our outside microphone picking up a little bit of that strong wind out there. 2nd down, 10. Ravens at their own 34. 3 men are going to shift from the right side to the left side in receiver positions. 4BC as the ball's on the left hash mark. Handoff is going to go Ugorji. Needs a block, doesn't get much, puts his head down, and somehow is able to pick up nearly 5 where it looked like there was absolutely nothing. Nose tackle Alan Parrish is in there. He's a big guy out of Long Beach, California, 6 foot, 290-pound. First-team all-conference defender.
Yeah, and he's going to check out of the ballgame on this 3rd down call, and they're going to go bigger with Herman Ortiz at 6'3", 20 senior.
So, what, you throw an extra 30 pounds in the middle of the mix, right? 3rd down and 5. Ravens, well, they picked up most of their yardage so far through the air, and there's nobody in the backfield with Dooley. On a 3rd down, 5 call, and he's straight back to throw. The blitz is on. He throws it to his man out of the backfield who's in trouble. He is 1-on-3, and there's nowhere to go. The Ravens are going to lose some yardage. Great defense by Chase Maynard.
Well, in that time, Ugorji was running kind of as almost a decoy route, and he was just kind of loafing out there. All of a sudden, Jackson had to get a hot read, fired out there quickly. Ugorji caught it. I think he was a little surprised by catching that pass, and when it was all said and done, he is going to be well short, and the Ravens are going to have to settle for a punt. And I'm going to tell you, as a return man, Caden Thiemann sets in around the 25. He is not close to where this punt is going to end up.
Scotty Robertson waiting for the snap. It's very low. He gets it, kicks it away. That's a rocket. It's going to land at the 15. To the 10, to the 5, 3, 2. Are they able to save it in play? They are at the 2-yard line. What incredible field awareness by Blake Dabkus, the special teams guru.
That time, Blake Dabkus knew he wasn't going to be able to down it, but you know what he was going to do? He was going to decide that that ball was not going into the end zone. He went headlong at the goal line and slapped that thing back into the field of play. What a job by the Ravens special teams unit. And it'll be first down for Campbellsville at their own 3.
L&L Construction for all your spring projects, from remodels to new constructions. Tell you what, give L&L Construction a call. They are the guys in the red trucks. 8:48 to go in the opening quarter. Everybody standing in the end zone waiting for the snap for Campbellsville as this ball is at the 2-yard line. Hand off to the running back. He's going to try to pick his way forward, and there is absolutely nowhere to go. He'll lean forward for maybe a yard.
Yeah, that time he had a big offensive lineman trying to pull him forward, but Xavier Hernandez was there to drag him to the ground. Xavier, give lots of props to him, the big senior out of Atchison, Kansas, second-team all-conference this season. Talk about a guy who really earned it on that defensive line this season.
They're going to move the ball 1 yard, second down 9, still inside the 5-yard line at their own 4 for Campbellsville. 8-2 on the season, 4-2 in the Mid-South Conference. They'll shift a wing over to the left side. Hand off running back. He'll try into the middle, breaks through, gets across the 10, but short of the first down. And again, the explosiveness of Trey Bass.
Dylan Witherspoon finally able to trip him up, and now Bass was able to push forward. Now sets his team up with a 3rd, and we're going to talk about manageable, because the ball at the 10, they need to get to the 13. As it's kind of some rain and maybe a few bigger flakes in there every once in a while right now.
Running back is going to be at the quarterback's right hand, and that is going to be Trey Bass. 2 receivers to the left and 2 receivers to the right. Lots of shifting, and now the offense is going to stop. They're going to look over to the far sideline, and Benedict is going to take a timeout. We're going to take a timeout with them, an early timeout for the Ravens at 7:34 to go in the opening quarter. We're in Atchison, Kansas, where it's Benedictine and Campbellsville scoreless.
If you got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Hey, that timeout was sponsored by Atchison Dental, where they can create precise and custom crowns, inlays, and onlays in a single visit. Contact them for all your dental needs. That's Atchison Dental. 7:34 to go in the opening quarter. Gus, interestingly, Benedictine calling a defensive timeout on his 3rd down 4 call. What did the Ravens see, or maybe what did they not see?
They were a little confused on the defensive line. You had 2 defensive linemen trying to decide whether they're going to shift over, stay where they were at. When it was all said and done, the Ravens just didn't like that alignment on a 3rd down. They want to get it right here.
So Campbellsville is going to empty out the backfield. Quarterback, back to toe, is going to keep it himself. Boots to the right side. Needs a block. Doesn't get it. Buried at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
That time it looked like it was. Sakori Thomas, the backside cornerback, he just blew right through there, took the legs out from the left guard, Marquez Washington. And Washington looks a little hobbled as he makes his way off the field. And a big 3rd down stand right there for the Ravens. And now the punt unit for Campbellsville punting into this big win.
And just when I thought the precipitation was kind of gone, you're right, guys, it's snowflakes coming down out here. Standing at his own goal line is going to be it's going to be Otero Lopez out of Carlisle, Kentucky. He averages 46.9 yards a punt. And that one is not going to come close to that into that wind. It'll bound at the 40, bounce and bounce, and JoJo will just absolutely be terrified to touch it and cover it up and lets it keep rolling. It's going to go down to the 46.
Yeah, JoJo's got to get up there and at least down that thing at the 45. Instead, it rolls across midfield all the way down to the Benedictine 46-yard line. So the Ravens are going to lose about 9 with the bounce right there.
So here we go. Ravens back with the football, because on the exchange of punts, Benedictine picks up a little bit of yardage. The wind has been their ally here in the opening quarter. 1st and 10 BC, going left to right, wind at their back at their own 46. No score in a ball game at 6:40 to go in quarter number 1. Motion will come to the middle of the field for Benedictine with Trey Williams. He'll set up on the left side. QB play actions, kicks it over to Trey. He'll tuck it, gets a yard. And a tiny little defender takes 6-foot-pound Trey Williams and manhandled him over there.
And that looked like, was it CJ? Yeah, they list CJ Cutcliffe at 6'1", 170 out of St. Pete, and I'm going to tell you he's like 5'8", 150.
But he did a good enough job to hold the Ravens to a 2-yard gain on that first down play. Second down, 8. The snow continues to come down here. Ravens at their own 48-yard line. Ugorji in a backfield will take the handoff, hit at the line of scrimmage, breaks one tackle, crosses midfield. He's going to fight his way. Guys, that's a hard-earned four and a nice run by Xavier.
Yeah, he picked up about 1 yard and then got hit. And then he dives forward, picks up 3 more before Herman Ortiz makes a stop on the play. Now the Ravens are all of a sudden looking into the teeth of a 3rd and 4.
And the Ravens are going to shift around with the offense a little bit, taking Tyler Watson out of the game. I thought they might leave him in for a block on a 3rd and 4, but this would be more of a passing alignment. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter of a scoreless ball game. 3rd down 4, Benedictine. Zimmerman checks over to the right side, trips right, single left, winds out of the field to the right. QB hands off Ugorji, bounces out, gets the edge, gets the first down, runs out of bounds beyond the flag. First down, Ravens.
That time, great job following the blocking of Jacoby Hinton. C.J. Cutcliffe makes the stop on it. Talk about Jacoby Hinton, the left guard. Well, he was a second-team All-Heart of America Athletic Conference South Division player this season as Benedictine across that 5-man front line. Yeah, all 5 of them getting some honors this season.
Ugorji is coming out, and for the first time today, it'll be Dalton Witherspoon in at the running back spot. Dalton, the starting running back at the beginning of the year before he got hurt in Game 2 up at Grandview. Now he is back and apparently healthy. 1st and 10, Benedictine at the 43. Handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. Head downhill running 40, 35, 30, to the 20, down to the 15-yard line and bumped out of bounds. What a run, Dalton Witherspoon, and the free safety, DQ Brown. He saved a score right there.
Yeah, Dalton Witherspoon out there in short sleeves, no socks. He says, hey, this is deer hunting weather right now. Benedictine picks up a big first down, gets inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line. From the senior out of Windsor.
Dalton says that's how they roll in Windsor, Missouri. 1st and 10. Benedictine moving the ball. Zimmerman wide left, and look at the slot, Gus. That's Titan. 2 huge wide receiving tight ends over there on the left side. The smaller, more fleet receivers on the right. 1st and 10 is your call. QB's back, rolling right, throwing deep, down the field, diving and a catch at the 1. First and goal.
That time JoJo working in front of the strong safety, Joaquin Coulter, and did a nice job of just stealing that ball away. Ravens going to go big right now. They're going to bring in Eddie Swizlowski sporting the red sleeves today. They're also going to bring in another tight end. This time it's going to be David Wilburn at 6'4", 220, and your big blocker, Tyler Watson, 6'2", 235.
All right, and with Witherspoon in the backfield, Gus, I think everybody in this building has an idea what the call is going to be. Watson in front of Witherspoon, and Witherspoon untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens.
That time went right to the left side, got behind Eddie, who kicks out, Tyler, who kicks in, and just left an avenue. He could have ran all the way past the new library before somebody would have touched him on that one. Witherspoon gets the Ravens on the board.
3:29 to go in the opening quarter, and Benedictine has broken out in front. Point after getting set to come. Jackson Dooley is the holder. Christian Kloby, the kicker. And with the long snap, the senior out of Olathe North, the old Eagle, it's Abram Phillips to snap. Kloby has been very solid for Benedictine this year. Jackson down on one knee. Snap, yep. Placement good. Boot is on its way. Ravens are on the board. Taking a timeout. With 3:29 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine 7, Campbellsville nothing.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's. John's.
Mm-hmm. set for the second kickoff of the afternoon. And it is, of course, sponsored by Hundley Liquor. Kick off your party with a trip to Hundley Liquor. They are hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor. 3:29 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine leading it now 7-0. And the boot away. It is going to be returnable. Taken at the goal line, and he drops it. It bounces into the end zone, and quickly Ashton Alker runs back, takes the knee, and covers it up. How do you let that just fall through your arms like that, man?
That's one of those things where you're just not focused on what's happening, and kind of made a late decision that he was going to go back, field that thing, and bring it out, and instead probably had the better idea to not catch it, let it bound through, and you're going to get this thing out to the 20-yard line to start this possession.
For Campbellsville and quarterback Jeff Engel, as the Ravens with a tremendous touchdown series. Engel so far, he's doing all right. 3 of 6, 34 yards, but the error, the interception in the end zone. That was a real hurt.
Yeah, whether you win or lose this game, that's the one play you're going to look back and say, man, we really made a mistake by floating that thing up.
They're going to hand off a little jet sweep to the right side to the 35, first down, and across the 40-yard line. A bump out of bounds into the far sideline by Isaiah Haston. A quick run and stretch in the field, and a quick first down. Hey, you know what? Atchison Auto Parts, they're your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. They've got locations all around with Atchison, Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha. They can get your part the same day if it's not in the store. That's Atchison Auto Parts. 3:04 to go in the opening quarter. QB, pants off, straight ahead. There he goes at the 50, 45, and again, a sure-handed tackle by Isaiah Haston, Gus, and Trey Bass. He has been everything we were led to believe he was going to be. He is quick to the opening and with great acceleration and speed.
Yeah, Trey Bass, how about this? This is only his fourth run so far of the ball game. He's up to 4 carries, 41 yards, and again, coming into the ballgame, we knew he averaged almost 9 yards a carry right now. The Ravens, though, allowing him at 10.3.
Yeah, he's on his way to a 200-yard game at this pace. First down call. And they're going to hand it off to him again. And he stumbles and falls as the quarterback's handoff, Gus. He kind of pulled it out late, and he tripped up his own running back. And Trey Bass will fall for. Will they lose a little, or will they give him back to the line of scrimmage, make it a 2nd and 10?
Yeah, they're going to give him back to the line of scrimmage. Xavier Hernandez was able to just corral him right there. And that's one of those things that, if you stumble against this Benedictine line, they recover quickly. They're going to be able to make that stop. It'll be 2nd and 10. And how about this? We're down to a 1:53 left in the first quarter.
Ravens leading at 7-0. Second possession of the game for Campbellsville. QB will hand off, running back, bounces in, 40, 35. Another first down as a Josh Traylor, the senior from Midland, Texas, comes in to carry the ball. And Campbellsville, Gus, with the tackle of the Ravens, Sakori Thomas and Dylan Witherspoon. Campbellsville is showing a great ability to run the football.
Yeah, they're running the football really well right now, and I think that's one of those things that we talked about in the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game, that the Ravens offense needs to get ahead early and try to force Campbellsville to get out of what they want to do.
1st and 10 at the Benedictine 31-yard line. We're in the last minute now of quarter one. QB will hand off. No, play action. Over the middle, it's going to be caught at the 20. Breaks the tackle down to the 15 and ridden down to the 11-yard line. Another quick hitter and another big gain in Campbellsville offense because they are, I think for lack of a better descriptive term, really efficient. Is that's Roland Hazard, the first-team all-conference wide receiver, making
the
catch.
Yeah, Sakori Thomas finally makes the stop on the play. But, yeah, you talk about right now Campbellsville, yeah, not wasting many movements out there on the field. I mean, they've been very efficient to this point. And if I were them, I would run this play and then get to the second quarter and let the wind be at my back.
Yeah, we're down inside a half a minute to go. They will have to snap the ball. They would not have to snap it again. They're going to have a couple of wings to the left side on a first down call at the 11. They will pitch it to the outside. Running back gets to the 10, hit there, and shoved out of bounds between the 8 and 9. So now they will have to snap the ball.
Yeah,
again.
What a job right there by Peyton Jobe. He was being actually held out there by the tight end. He was trying to be blocked by Brock Schultes, and he was able to shed that, make the stop on the play. The clock will run. We'll get to the quarter.
All right, that's going to do it. With a timeout of the field, the first quarter of today's playoff football game for Benedictine is in the book. We'll be back. The score after one, Ravens 7, Campbellsville nothing.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium on the Benedictine College campus. As there are five games underway that are noon games, and Gus, they are all within a score right now.
Yeah, you take a look at them right now. Kaiser leading Southeastern 7-0. Grandview leading St. Francis 6-0. Right now, Indiana Wesleyan taking the early lead at Lindsey Wilson 7-0, and then Marion leads Dort 6-0. So all of those games, kind of as you would have anticipated, very close still in this early going. Benedictine right now at the end of a quarter leading 7-0, but Campbellsville driving right here looking at a 2nd and 8 from the 9.
Now that we switch directions and the Ravens are going to be moving into the wind in the second quarter, we'll see if that has an effect on how these teams play the game offensively. And right now the wind's going to be behind them. It is a 2nd and 8 at the 9. Hand off, running back. Bounces out. No, the pass over the middle is going to be batted away, and they're going to call a P.I.
Well, they might call a P.I., but look, there's an offensive lineman in the end zone, and that should be probably an ineligible receiver downfield. Look down here at the Ravens sideline. They're saying, wait a second, how do you have an offensive lineman in the end zone? That should be an ineligible receiver downfield. So, with the penalty being in the end zone, it'll place the ball at the 2-yard line. It'll be 1st and goal now for the Tigers of Campbellsville.
Campbellsville going left to right here in the second quarter. Single man, Trey Bass is in the backfield. He's back in. They had the big guy in there. Now quarterback will hand it off. Bass will bounce outside, go into the end zone. Campbellsville is on the board. Touchdown.
That time just a quick hitter off the right side and able to get themselves into the end zone and on the board.
So here comes a PAT, and at 14:50 to go, very early in the second quarter, Campbellsville looking to tie it up. Their kicker, Colin Freitas. He's out of Bowling Green, Kentucky, 5'10", junior. He has 49 of 50 PATs this season. Long snap by Ben Banks. And the hold going to be down at the 10-yard line. It is down and up. And did he creep it through there? He did. And we're going to take a timeout. We've got a break in the action. 14:50 to go. Early in the second quarter. Benedictine and Campbellsville tied at 7.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Set to kick it off, and of course the kickoff brought to you by Hundley Liquor. Start your holiday weekend with a stop at Hundley's. They're hometown friendly and hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor. Here we go. Benedictine with a couple of return men selling in at their own goal line. How about this for a return switch up? Titan Osborne, Dalton Weatherspoon standing at the goal line.
I can guarantee we have not seen this combination yet this year.
Got Colin Freitas with that big wind behind him. Looking to put it away. And what a great drive by Campbellsville, huh? 7 plays, 75 yards, 3.5 minutes. That was pretty impressive, moving it down the field. Of course, the Ravens helped a little bit with some penalties. And now the ball blows off the tee. and I got to try to reset this thing a little bit. A lot of games going on around the country, guys. You talked about the scores, and a lot of them are between schools who have never seen each other before. Like this game, Marion has never played Dort. Lindsey Wilson has never played Indiana Wesleyan. And Morningside has never played College of Idaho. And they are all meeting today in the first, or in now, the second round of the tournament.
And some of that is maybe a surprise to me because some of those teams are just perennially
been
in
around
the playoffs, you know, and things. So it's kind of crazy that we're seeing some of these first-time matchups.
Here we go, a little right foot kicking. Soccer style by Lopez, or by Freitas, and there's the boot. End over end and high, and it's going to be taken 3 yards deep, and the Ravens are going to bring her out. Up the middle to the 10, breaking a tackle to the 15, getting his bounce at the 20, finding his way up to the 22, 23-yard line. Titan Osborne with the return. Titan, Gus, will not be afraid to bring that ball back out.
Yeah, Titan's one of those guys we always laugh about, right? Like, good kick returners say, I want the ball, and I'm going to be able to score on every play. And Titan's just one of those guys that says, I'm going to make a play. He's a guy who has caught 32 passes this year. 11 of those have gone for touchdowns. So, you know, I mean, he is a guy that is just all about the big play.
Benedictine, you got to think is going to be looking to throw the ball considerably, even though you got Witherspoon in the backfield to begin this series. Ravens first to 10 of their own 23. Handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. He'll dance his way into the middle, cross the 25, pick up about 5, still moving, gets up to the 30, picking up 6, still moving at the 31, 32, closing the first down, following big old Harrison Schmidt, beer running the ball. I want a 6'7", 260-pound lineman in front of me.
Yeah, that time Harrison Schmidt doing a great job pushing, pulling, able to finally get Witherspoon the first down. Benedictine now out to the 34-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Benedictine.
That Campbellsville rushing defense, guys, is really good. 13th in the nation, holding their opponents to 99 yards a game. But their passing defense, the fifth worst in the nation, giving up 280 a game through the air. And again, they're going to hand off to Witherspoon. Stutter steps right side, puts his head down, gets about two or three hard-earned yards as he had to bounce that thing a little bit to the outside. And he's going to be tackled by Tyler Ballard over there. Ballard, another one of those Louisville, Kentucky guys. And Campbellsville, hey, they do recruit really well at home. There are a lot of Kentucky hometowns on that roster. Second down, 7 Ravens just underway with in the second quarter, 13.5 to go in the half, 7-7 ball game. Titan goes motion to the right side. Jackson Dooley's going to stretch out the count, let him get set. Play action, drops back, plenty time, throwing deep, down the right side, he's got him at the 40-35. First down, Benedictine, way into Tiger territory. How about Tanner Zimmerman? Another catch and carry for the big man.
Yeah, what a job right there by Tanner Zimmerman working against his smaller cornerback, DQ Brown. And Brown at 6 foot, still not able to match up with the 6'5" frame of Tanner Zimmerman in a perfectly thrown ball right there by Jackson Dooley.
Into the wind. The Ravens moving the football. They're now at the 27-yard line, and they are got a little momentum going here against the Campbellsville defense. First and 10 of the 27. They're going to shift over to the right side. You got Ugorji back into the backfield. Quarterback is back, looking left, throwing left, picked off, and that's going to be a pick six. There's no one that's going to make this thing stop. And that was just Jackson Dooley making a bad pass into the right flat, touchdown Campbellsville, and that is a huge, huge play. Joaquin Coulter, the strong safety, guys, just jumped that route and timed it perfectly.
Yeah, and Joaquin Coulter is a guy who had a interception last week, his first of the season, and that time doing a nice job of just stepping in front of that out pattern and nobody between him and the other end zone right there.
A little air underneath that ball, and maybe the Ravens are dancing in the end zone. But instead, for the first time today, Campbellsville is taking a lead on the defensive score by Joaquin Coulter. And now Campbellsville in a little disarray. Their PAT unit is over on the far sideline kind of snoozing, and I guess you wouldn't expect me running in right now. They'll swing the gate and look for the point after attempt. It is placed and kicked, and it is good. We're taking a timeout. 12.5 to go. We're in the opening half, and the Tigers are in front. Campbellsville 14, Benedictine 7.
The holiday season is here, and there's no better way to celebrate than with Hunley Liquor. Whether you're hosting a festive gathering, bringing a bottle to a friend's house, or toasting the season with loved ones, we have everything you need to keep the holiday cheer going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your holiday gatherings unforgettable. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Pick up that holiday party with the Hunley Liquor Stop. You know they're hometown friendly and hometown helpful. It is Hunley Liquor. We're getting ready for our fourth kickoff of the opening half. 12:35 to go in the first half, and with that big pick and score, Campbellsville is taking the lead over Benedictine now, 14-7. Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium, everybody. We're going to have Campbellsville have to bring a guy out, put a finger on the football, because the wind that Jackson Duda was throwing into, the wind that held that pass up and allowed that interception to occur, the wind is blowing that thing off the tee as the snow continues to fall here. And again, we've got that duo back there with Titan and Dylan, Dalton. Or rather Dalton, at the goal line for the return. The advance, and here's the kick away. It'll be Titan, and he'll take it from 3 yards deep, and he's going to bring it out again to the 10. 15, hit down to the 19-yard line. I will still love that aggressive return, man. And Titan Osborne with a return for Benedictine, the redshirt freshman out of Washburn Rural. First and 10 for the Ravens.
Elijah Robb makes the stop on that play for Campbellsville. He is a sophomore out of Pope John Paul II Preparatory.
Xavier Ugorji is going to be the Raven running back. And Benedictine, Gus, has brought Isaiah Haston in, and he's going to be wide out to the right side. The official holding a play for a little bit as Campbellsville is getting its team from the far sideline as they are celebrating this touchdown lead. Two scores in the first 2.5 minutes of the second quarter for Campbellsville. Little wraparound, and here goes Ugorji, tumbles and somersaults his way up to the 25-yard line, give him 6.
Yeah, nice little run right there by Ugorji. You're just looking for him to maybe try to be able to cave his feet for one more step. Sikarski comes into the ballgame. He'll replace Tyler Watson on this second down call.
Hernan Ortiz out of Nogales, Arizona, with a defensive play. Second down for Benedictine. Second down and a short 5. They're going to mark it back at the Raymond 25-yard line. Jackson with the long count. Ravens are going to shift Zimmerman to the left side. And here's a handoff to the right side. Ugorji hit at the line of scrimmage, falls forward for 1. Here's the deal. Ugorji runs into the defense, Gus, by the time he's going to get wrapped up in there. You got Ortiz in the middle making a stop. You've also got Jay Arnold over there out of Georgia. Third down and a couple. Those guys, good sure-handed tacklers. You're probably not going to bounce off them and continue to go down the field. Third down 2 for the Ravens. Benedictine in the black uniform today. Black jerseys, black pants, black helmets, red and white lettering and trim. Third down 2. One more time, it'll go to the running back, and Ugorji has to kind of stop and go, but it's going to be enough for a first down, and the Ravens will advance the chains.
Yeah, that time the far side judge eyed it up, and as he came flying in, he said first down as Amari Calhoun comes in and tries to make the stop, but not before Benedictine able to move the sticks. Ugorji going to check out on this first and 10. We're going to see Dalton Witherspoon back in.
Dalton again is going to set up on the quarterback's left hand. Snow continues to kind of come down lightly here. The wind continues to be at Benedictine's face. QB's back, throws one, right flat, out of the reach of his intended receiver, and that's going to go incomplete around the 35-yard
line. That time they were looking for Lagapuyana. D.K. Brown was over there, or D.Q. Brown was over there in coverage. But, again, those passes outside the numbers are going to be tough today just with that wind you're throwing into.
For Campbellsville, it is the white jerseys with maroon helmets, maroon pants, maroon lettering and trim. Second down, 10 for the Ravens at their own 29. Osborne will go motion to the right side. He'll set up over near the numbers. They'll hand it off Witherspoon. Look at him go. 35, 40, nearly breaks away. pulled down at the 45-yard line. And Gus, it is just the difference in style between Witherspoon and Ugorji. Dalton is a downhill guy.
Yeah, he's a downhill guy and also maybe a little faster at the top speed, right? Like, I would say Ugorji's a little quicker, but Dalton, once you get him wound up, you're probably not catching him as C.J. Cutcliffe comes down and makes the stop. Dooley going to come off, and they're going to be in there with Ugorji as the lone back.
Going out of the Wildcat on a first and 10. Ugorji waiting for the snap. Little movement. He's going to keep it. Going to go straight ahead. 45. Bounces outside. 50. Bounces outside. Gets down to the 47-yard line. He's real close to the first down.
A huge block over here by Tyler Watson. Knocked out a linebacker into safety as they tried to turn the corner. The official's going to eye it up, and they're going to give him a first down. Nice little run right there. A little trickery by the Ravens. They're going to bring Dooley back into the ballgame for this first and 10 across midfield.
A tackle made by one of those freshman corners for Campbellsville. That was Jermaine Tyler over there out of Douglasville, Georgia. First and 10. Benedictine moving to football, trailing by a touchdown at the 47-yard line of the Tigers. Back to throw again. Looking. Now throwing late, going over the middle, and it's nearly picked, and it's incomplete. Looking again for Titan Osborne, and a defender guy's climbing the ladder, going up in front of him. Nearly able to pick it off. That was C.J. Cutliffe. It'll bring up a second down with 9:20 to go in the half.
Yeah, that time the Ravens took a shot, and here's the deal. If you're going to take that shot, I like doing it on first down. You set yourself up still with that second and 10, and you don't really put your backs against the wall. They're going to bring you Gorgy in as a lone back on this second and 10.
Cameron Dover races to the right side. Guy's looking pretty excited, checks his play list. Now, he's ready to go. Wide receiver to the right side, Cameron Dover out of Los Angeles. This is not very L.A. weather here today. Straight ahead, hand up, 45, bounce into the middle, Ugorji, move those sticks, another Benedictine first down on a 12-yard run by Xavier Ugorji. And who did he get behind? This time it was old Jacoby Hinton. What a great guy, the senior out of Katy.
Tyler Ballard finally makes the stop, and now before the Ravens able to pick up another first down that time. I like that run by Ugorji. Really wanted to cut it outside, but realized that he could get behind Jacoby if he went back inside. Did just that, picks up the first down. Campbellsville quickly shuffling players in and out. The Ravens over the football, ready to go.
Benedictine trailing at 14-7. 8.5 to go in the first half. Back to throw again is Dooley. Rolling right all day. Now throwing deep. Throwing, he's got a man. He's in the end zone, and he overshoots him. Looking for Cameron, and it's going to go incomplete because Cameron had beaten his coverage by, what, 4 or 5 yards?
Yeah, in that time, Jackson really leaned into it, knowing he had to throw it into that wind. And here's the thing. Dover's a really nice over-the-middle receiver, but he's not one of those that's going to make up the difference, right? Like, a guy like Titan is a little quicker to be able to close that gap. That thing just a little over the top and too far out of the reach of Cameron Dover.
Titan, Isaiah, both are closers on a catch like that. Now, for the second time, the Ravens go deep on first down. It's unsuccessful. Now they'll go back to the run. Here's Witherspoon. Bounces outside to the 35, into the 30. Picking up a first down. Bump that bounce along the near side. So here's the Ravens' recipe. First down, you throw deep. Second down, well, you got incompletion, so you give it up to your running back, and he picks up a first down.
Yeah, and right now you're just trying to keep Campbellsville guessing a little bit. They haven't figured out the pattern. DQ Brown took the punishment on that play as Witherspoon got right there, and now it'll be a first and 10 for Benedictine inside the 30. They're going to mark this down all the way to the 27, so it'll be first and 10 for Benedictine at the Campbellsville 27.
I've got a question for you here. Since we get through this play, 7:50 to go. We're approaching the midpoint of the second quarter. Ravens down by a touchdown, but moving to football. Hand off right side. Witherspoon hit from behind. He's only going to get it to the 25-yard line, give him about 3. When was the last time the Ravens trailed in a game? After, like, let's say the first possession, maybe. It's got to be a long time.
It's been a minute, yeah. I mean, you can probably go back to, you know, that Des Moines game in week 2. It's kind of unfamiliar territory for Benedictine. We'd have to go back. They might have trailed a little bit during that Baker game early, but yeah, it's just one of those things that they haven't done much of this season. Benedictine now looking at a 2nd and 7.
Osborne hastened to the right side for BC. Second down inside the 25-yard line. Motion left. Handoff is going to go Witherspoon. Hit the line of scrimmage. He got absolutely nowhere. And the defense for Campbellsville, guys, they are pumped up. And Hernan Ortiz is just
dancing out there.
Yeah,
man.
Ortiz did a great job of closing that. And what you saw from Campbellsville right there is they sold out on the run. They had everybody up on the line, and that's one of those where if Campbellsville goes doing that too much, a veteran quarterback like Jackson Dooley is going to check out of that and go to a one-on-one type pass. Benedictine going to make a few substitutions. They're going to bring Lagafuliana back into the ballgame and take out Tyler Watson on this 3rd and 8.
Yeah, Ortiz, the biggest defensive lineman for Campbellsville, going 3 1/4. 3rd down 8, and QB back looking, throws it, coming back and dropping the ball. Lagafuliana, because it's shaken his defender, had come back, the ball hits him in the numbers and off the shoulder and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, well, what I was surprised about is on that play, you looked over into the slot, LeBron Jackson flinches, everybody figured there was going to be a penalty. Officials never threw it. It was kind of confusing. The whole play was off. Now, with the 4th down, Benedictine going to leave the offense out on the field because, again, kicking into that blistering wind is going to be a little difficult this afternoon for Christian Klobe, who has a giant leg. But today, I think you got to leave the offense.
Yeah, it would be a 42-yard field goal into the wind, and the Ravens are not going to try that. It's a 4th down 8 at the 25-yard line. Big call in the middle of the second quarter for the Ravens, who are down 7. Quarterback back to throw. Blitzes on. Jackson sacked. Well, I tell you what, the defense ate him up. He's down at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, and you had sticky coverage down the field. I mean, there really was nowhere for Jackson to go. The defense sold out. Dooley finally gets up, but Campbellsville got a big defensive lineman that's still laying down on the ground.
The official runs up, Gus, grabs Tyler Ballard by the shoulder pads, looks him in the eye, and has a very fatherly talk with him, as now we're going to have a player down, and as they come in to take a look at him, we're going to remind you that, hey, how about our friends at Taco John's in Atchison? Those guys at Taco John's, they support the Ravens. All Benedictine students get a 10% discount when they show that student ID. So check them out on 10th Street in Atchison, just south of the railroad tracks, Taco John's in Atchison. 6:13 to go in the second quarter. And are we going to look around maybe at some of the other scores?
Well, yeah, we can take a quick second.
Making anything happen in the other games around the country?
Okay, taking a look at some of the other scores going on around the country right now. In a very non-football score, Kaiser leads Southeastern 20-2. Next ball game with 12 minutes left in the second quarter. Grandview finally has taken the lead on St. Francis 20-7. Indiana Wesleyan has pushed forward to a 14-0 lead at Lindsey Wilson. And Marion still leading Dort 6-0. A couple games coming up at 1 o'clock, and that will be Morningside at College of Idaho, Penn at Friends, and Carroll at Montana Tech.
So here comes the Campbellsville offense after Benedictine turns the ball over on downs. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Tigers. They lead BC 14-7. Handoff running back looking for room. Dances into the middle. He'll find room. Breaks into the secondary. Crosses the 35. And an ankle tackle up to the 37. And you got a Campbellsville guy out there who's just wallowing around and kind of trying to beat up the guy he's blocking. And it's going to be a gain of about 8 yards.
Dylan Witherspoon finally makes a stop over there for Benedictine.
So that was a nice run. I'm going to tell you what Trey Bass did there, guys. Where he was supposed to go, there was nothing. So he stops, he backs up, he kind of surveys, he finds another spot, and he takes that one and dances his way forward. That was a nice run. 2nd down 2. Campbellsville at their own 38-yard line. Now two backs in the backfield. It'll go to Bass. He'll be hit in the backfield. No, quarterback still got it. Running, throwing, and it's going to be caught and dropped at the 45-yard line. You had Easton Barlow, the intended receiver, two coverage guys on him. Cole Johnson was out there, and also Isaiah Hasted was out there, 3rd down 2.
But you look down the field, I think where they really wanted to go was Troy Oliver. He was scooting deep down the field, but he was step for step with, it was not Sikori, it was Nehemiah Hicks over there doing a nice job and really forced the quarterback to have to check that underneath, and then an incompletion brings up now a quick 3rd down.
And we're going to see Campbellsville go to the single running back behind the quarterback on a 3rd down 2 call. And they will hand it off to him, and he will pick up a 1st down and a whole lot more. 45-50, 45, down to the left side. Haston finally chases him out of bounds, but Gus, the Ravens having a hard time keeping up with the speed of Trey Bass. Right now, they don't have the answer.
Yeah, right now, Trey Bass is getting just a little bit of an avenue, hitting that second gear and able to just push through this Raven defense. Right now, you look at the numbers for Trey Bass. He's already over 50 yards rushing today on only 8 attempts. And so,
it's been a good day for him. He's already got a touchdown, too. 8-4, yeah, 76 and a touchdown.
5 minutes to go in the first half. Campbellsville leading by a touchdown and moving to football. They're at the Benedictine 37. Quarterback will hand off. Running back goes outside. Hit in the backfield. He's going to be grabbed and spun around, and the Ravens are going to shove him back and put him on the ground. There's going to be a loss on the play. What about a nice job by Jason Anderson and Dylan Witherspoon?
So they're going to, by the time mark it down, they're going to say he didn't even get back to the line of scrimmage. A loss of a yard will bring up now second and 11 for Campbellsville.
And the running back for Campbellsville, let's see if I can find 27? Yeah.
Jeremy Smith, a 5'7", 155-pound freshman out of Smyrna, Tennessee.
Second and 11. And if you're Campbellsville, you're in no hurry. You're running the clock down out of 4 minutes to go into half. They want this possession to end the first half. Motion will come to the right side. Game moving along pretty briskly, actually. QB's back, keeps it himself, trying to step inside. Now he's hit, now he's sacked, now he's down at the 45-yard line. What a job by Isaac Lopez.
Isaac Lopez, the big linebacker out of Jeff City, Missouri, his second team all-conference, his fifth PFL. And that was a big one because you push Campbellsville now back to the 44-yard line, and now they're setting up looking at a third and 16.
You got to be thinking they're going to give it to Dre Bass, get what you can get, and then decide from that point what you do on a fourth down with the wind behind you, right?
That would be the correct call, yes.
Wind is really picking up again from the north. The snow blowing across from the north to the south at the back of the Tigers. They take a long look at the far sideline. 5 seconds, four. Play clock at 3, at 2. Play clock at 0. The ball gets snapped. QB's back to throw. Fires one. It's going to be caught at the 40. Breaks a tackle. Gets to the outside. And it's going to be stopped short of the first down at the 32-yard line. That was a big gain of nearly 10 yards. Nehemiah Hicks with a tackle, but it's still going to leave a fourth down.
Yeah, but the advantage to getting that many yards is you set yourself up with now a fourth and, let's call it, four?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's call it fourth and four right now. Now, Campbellsville, not been great this season on fourth downs. They've only gone for it 11 times so far all season. They are 27%, having only converted 3 of 11 on fourth down.
It would be a 48-yard field goal from here, and their kicker, Colin Freitas, his long this year has been 46. But again, he's got a huge wind behind him, and we're going to let them take a timeout and decide. We're going to take a break here in Atchison, Kansas. Timeout on the field. 2:25 to go in the first half. It's Campbellsville 14, Benedictine 7.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Not really here at Wilcox Stadium near that timeout. Well, that was brought to you by Atchison Dental. You know, they are current with the latest technology. They want to make your visit comfortable and convenient for you, Atchison Dental. So the timeout, and because something I've noticed about Campbellsville, you notice they bounce. They bounce constantly. They're jumping up and down, up and down. I'm sure that is something that somebody has taught them or told them. This is how you keep warm, is just by standing in place and just bouncing on your toes up and down. Kind of like a dance routine or something. I don't know just exactly.
So how about Campbellsville on this? This is, how about their only fourth possession of the ball game? I mean, right now we're seeing these two teams not have very many possessions, taking a lot of time off the clock, and you start looking at it. I mean, you're going to have to start scoring on all your possessions because they're going to be limited as the afternoon progresses.
Huge call here in the late going of the second quarter. It is a fourth down four from the Raven 31-yard line for Campbellsville, who leads by a touchdown. Quarterback Jet Engel back to throw. Flares it. Left pass. Caught. It's going to be a first down and more down the left sideline. Nice catch and carry. And because they had that one drawn up from the very start, got the guy outside the numbers, beyond the coverage over there, and picking up a first down. It's all the way down now to the 21-yard line, and Campbellsville continues to move the football. They are playing really well.
Yeah, you talk about that play right there. It was perfectly designed. Benedictine was very aggressive, and Campbellsville used that aggressiveness against them, and that time were able to screen it to the tight end behind them.
Now we're going to get another timeout, the two-minute break, and it is brought to you by Atchison Dental, where they create precise custom crowns, inlays, and onlays in a single visit. Contact Atchison Dental for all your dental needs. Timeout, 2 minutes to go in the half. It is Campbellsville 14, Benedictin 7.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Coming out of the two-minute timeout, the snow continues to increase in intensity. The wind continues to increase in speed. And Campbellsville goes, they continue to just do enough, just do what they need to do. Already holding on to a one-touchdown lead because of a long interception return for a score. And now they are threatening for their third score of the first half. It is 1st and 10, Tigers at the Benedictin 21-yard line. Quarterback Jet Ingle out of Marion, Indiana. We've been there. QB will turn, hand off, running back hides. Do you see him duck down? He just ducks down, hides, kind of crouches down. Now he stays in bounds. He's down to the 5, maybe the 4-yard line. And Trey Bass is so tiny. He gets up there, and then he hunkers down, kind of like a chicken sitting on a nest of eggs. And then he pops up. And it finds a place and then starts going there.
Yeah, he did a great job getting behind that offensive line, kicks it back out to the left side. And now with a minute 48, the Campbellsville coaching staff puts a stop sign up and then said, take your time, as they're looking at a first and goal at the 5.
Officer now, O'Grady,
remember,
controlling over here.
Yeah, remember back to the start of the game, Benedictin won and deferred their decision in the second half. So they'll get the ball to start the second half, but again, you don't want to get that ball and be trailing by a couple touchdowns.
Bass is the running back. We'll take the handoff. He's got all kinds of room. He's going to go into the end zone, but it's coming back with a hold in the backfield.
That time trying to get off of a block was Dylan Witherspoon, and that has been something that Campbellsville has done a handful of times today, but finally the officials from the Frontier Conference are going to call that hold on the edge.
They have not made a lot of calls today. We have had very few penalties by either team here this afternoon. So this is an unusual moment. This is what? The second penalty of the game and the first one by Campbellsville today.
Yeah, Benedictin had that pass interference on the first possession that was a technically a 6-yard penalty, right? It was at the 8-yard line, and so moving it down to the 2, it'll be first and goal now for Campbellsville to 15.
Quarterback is going to roll to the right side, looking, hits his man at the 10, spins into the middle, they'll grab him, but ankles drop him at the 7-yard line. The clock continues to roll as Abram Phillips will make the stop on the play with Peyton Joby. And we're at a minute 10.
Got another penalty right there in the middle of the field.
You think another hold? See, when you, and this is just me, and I'm the last guy to be a conspiracy theorist, but when I start seeing back-to-back penalties when there haven't been any all game, you'd like to think, have they been missing these for the last two quarters?
Yeah, and that's when Dahani Montgomery goes over to the official, and he grabs him and says, hey, what happened there? Because he's like, I haven't done anything different. And the official said, all right, well, we've just missed it all afternoon. And so now Campbellsville backed up to the 25-yard line. It'll be first and goal with a minute 11 left here in the first half.
Receivers, two to the left and two to the right. Running back is going to step up now right to Ingles' left hand. That's going to be Trey Bass. Motion right, the wide side, off the 25-yard line. QB's back, throws it left, and misses his guy. His receiver was running back toward the quarterback, and Troy Oliver had that pass just sail over his shoulder, and it's incomplete. It will stop the clock. We're still at a minute, minute 7 to go in the first half.
Yeah, that time the quarterback just threw a rocket out there to the left flat, and there was no way, I don't care if it was a good day, that Troy Oliver was going to be able to snare that thing out of the air. It'll be second and goal for Campbellsville all the way back at the 25-yard line. And for them, you got to start thinking about maybe just get ourselves where we want to kick a good field goal. This season, Freitas, along of 46, has had one block this season.
Yep, he does have the wind at his back. Quarterback is back, looking right. Underhand pass, and that is going to go incomplete. Try that little shovel pass, and because that was ugly.
Yeah, and that time he had Trey Bass underneath there, but, again, no chance for Bass to hold on to that thing. And for Campbellsville, two quick passes have now stopped the clock with a minute 3 left here in the first half. And Benedictine still has two timeouts. If I'm Campbellsville, I probably just run the ball right here, get the clock to run, and see if Benedictine's going to utilize one of those timeouts.
Yeah, they could run this thing down to moments. And pretty near all of the tents now have been taken down. The Campbellsville tent is down. Our visitors' tent is down. The Ravens' tents are about ready to blow away, and they need to come down. The wind is fierce. Third down and really long. They'll hand it off Bass down after the gain of a yard. The Ravens saw him cut back to the middle. And now there's lots of pushing and shoving inside.
Yeah, Kevin Harris is going to get credit for the tackle. Dylan Bennett also in there. But now you really worry about that last penalty, because if it's against Benedictine, that would be a backbreaker right here.
Officials are having a conversation. Guys are kind of pushing and shoving, and somebody finally fell over somebody. And, it's brought the officials together for a long, long chit-chat out here.
Talked about it early on in the ball game. Our officials out of the Frontier Conference today.
So this weather is nothing for them. I think this is like a walk in the park, you know? Because you don't mention the Frontier Conference. They're out in the Northwest. Here we go. Let's see what this is all about. All right.
No. Coach is saying, I didn't call a timeout. He said, that's fourth down. Yeah.
He's helping them. And, of course, the beauty of that was he had the team's names backwards when he was calling 96 on the wrong team. But it's all good. It's that typical, we'll just wash these out.
Okay, so Benedictine's going to say, well, if the clock was going to run, we are going to utilize that second timeout.
Are we good? Hang on. Let's hang on to it. What do you say? We're getting along here with 54 seconds to play in the first half. Ravens trailing in this 14-7. And now for Campbellsville, you got to kind of assess this a little bit. Is they're going to be looking at a fourth down at the 25-yard line. And we're so glad that you've joined us here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. And so, guys, 25, 42, 3-yard field goal effort into the wind. And that is right at the range, man.
Yeah. And the advantage for Campbellsville is you do have a good wind behind you, but again, what is it doing out there on the field? Is it swirling a little bit? I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of putting my kicker out there. I think I'll leave my offense out on the field and see what happens. Even if I don't get it, I back Benedictine up deep. So
yeah, well, Freitas is out there warming his leg up, so they are going to absolutely make a field goal effort out of this.
Here we go.
It is going to be held for Campbellsville, and their holder is going to be Solomon Stonebreaker, a freshman out of Columbia, Kentucky. It is going to be a 41-yard field goal effort. It is down and up, and it's got the leg. Did he get it? I think he did. It's good. So how about that? Taking a break, 41-yard field goal. So with 50 seconds to go in the first half, timeout. It's Tigers 17, Ravens 7.
If you're looking for dental care from local professionals who truly care, visit Atchison Dental Associates. I'm Dr. Huntington. Myself, Dr. Merkline, and Dr. Allen are proud members of the Atchison community and provide personalized, compassionate care to all our patients. From routine dental cleanings to same-day crowns to sure smile aligner therapy, you can trust us with your dental health. Atchison Dental Associates. Come see us today and experience the difference.
Back with you here at Wilcox Stadium. Atchison, Kansas, where? Because the visitors from Campbellsville, Kentucky, have come from behind. 17 unanswered second quarter points, and lead Benedictine 17-7. We're in the last minute of the first half. The Ravens again are going to have Osborne and Witherspoon back at the goal line. The last two have been returned by Osborne from about 2 or 3 yards deep. This kick is away, and it is going to be shorter than that and taken by Witherspoon at the 5. Up the middle of the 10, slows down, runs into traffic. He'll get to the 20-yard line, and not much more than that. And so Benedictine is going to get, they're going to have a couple, three plays maybe here before halftime and see if they can put something together. But look at the fans outside, Gus. The wind whipping at their coats and their parkas that they are wearing.
So the Ravens going to make a little bit of a switch on the offensive line. Is you're going to have Eddie in there playing left guard at the moment. It'll be interesting to see how aggressive Benedictine gets going into this win with only one timeout, 42 seconds now. Clock will stop for a moment on first down.
Let's see. It goes to Yagorji. He'll get outside, picks up two, stays in the field of play.
So here's the problem. Right now, Benedictine finds themselves down two possessions. According to the math, you've only got four possessions left, so you can't give up any more scores at this juncture of the game.
And for Benedictine, they do not have to snap the ball, and are they just not gonna? They're just kind of standing around, looking at the clock, looking at the coach, do not have to snap it, because I don't think they're gonna. I think we're halftime. What do you think?
Yeah, Coach Osborne kind of puts his head down, stares at the ground, and starts to walk to the south end zone, and he says, let's get out of here.
That's done. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. The teams are headed for the locker room. It is Campbellsville 17, Benedictine 7.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Again to Wilcox Stadium. Teams are exiting the field. Gustin, very quickly, as we're going to visit with AD Charlie Gartmeyer here at halftime. Love talking to Coach Gartmeyer. But first half for Benedictine, you look at total yards, you look at a lot of some of the numbers, you think it's not so bad. You look at the scoreboard and you say, yikes, this first half was rough.
Yeah, I think for Benedictine, the one play you're going to go back to is early on in that second quarter, that pick six by Joaquin Coulter, that he was able to take 80 yards down the sideline. That has really been the one play that Benedictine says, man, if I could have one back, it would be that. But 175 yards of total offense, you ran the ball for 112. But here in the second half, I think, thank you, the big thing is that you're going to need to slow down the running game for Trey Bass. Right now at halftime, 10 carries for 93. I can do that math. 9.3 yards a carry. And again, John Oakley taught you that 4 times 3 is 12. Well, if you're getting 9.3 a carry, you don't have to worry about third down.
Now, makes it pretty simple. So he's on his way to near a 200-yard rushing day. Ravens are going to have to make some adjustments at halftime. We'll be looking forward to seeing what those are. And we'll be back to begin the second half here from Atchison, Kansas, live on K-Radio. But with that halftime score, Campbellsville 17, Benedictine 7. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio for your halftime.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. K-Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
We're joined by Charlie Gartenmeyer. He's the athletic director at Benedictine College. Coach, it is so good to talk to you, man. How are you today?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. I hope everyone in this listening area had an opportunity to have an enjoyable Thanksgiving day yesterday. And I think about the things that I'm thankful for. And one of the things I'm thankful for is Tom Couch. For being a representative for high school and college sports for so many years, and everybody loves to listen to Tom Couch's voice. So everything's going great.
Well,
and
Coach,
I told you a little bit before, the Ravens men beat Hannibal LaGrange 61-59. So I think that's their fourth win or third win in a row, and so I'm excited for the Raven basketball team.
Well, Coach, here we are. It's already bumping December, and many of the fall sports are winding down. Of course, we'll be talking about the football a little bit here in just a second as it's going great guns yet. But, you know, the soccer seasons, volleyball, cross country, all of them, great seasons for Benedictine this year, I thought.
Yeah, we did it. It at the NAIA level, and I guess at any level, but you lose one or two kids, and we come out and on our women's soccer team, we win 13 games. That's pretty phenomenal. The leadership of Hunter Nail and what he's doing on the men's side, having a 500 season, and Coach Sosa and I, John Sosa and I, have visited, and we've got some things that we're planning to help in that area. I couldn't be more proud of Jacob Keneally and what he's doing with our cross country team. I think that the women, I think this is the fifth out of the last 6 years they won the conference championship, sent that team to the nationals and sent a host of six young men to nationals. And we got a really young group, but a really talented group there. And then in volleyball, there were high expectations. Victoria Hurt, absolutely phenomenal coach, and she worked hard to get to the mountaintop. And so, as you know, Tom, and watching sports all these years, getting there and then staying up there, and sadly, the first day of practice in August, two first-team all-conference players blow their knees out in the first practice of fall camp. So, the team really gelled well. Sure, they didn't have the overall success, but I will tell you the thing that really makes it important for me. We have a young lady. Her name is Kate Milroy. Kate Milroy is a volleyball player, and she went in to see my wife, who helps her with her academics, getting classes, kind of has guided her the last 4 years. And she was in talking to my wife, Sheila, and she kind of teared up a little bit. And Sheila said, "What's the matter?" She said, "I am really, really, really going to miss Coach Hurt. She does so much for me on the court, but she has been a true role model for me off the court." So I think that's some of the things that we're looking at to help in all our sports, our young people, because they're not going to the league. They're going to the league of life.
Yeah, hey, and that's the big one, you know? I mean, this is what it's all about. This is why you're going to college. You're playing sports and having fun, but getting that degree and setting yourself up for a bright future, you know, where you can contribute to your family and your community, there's the thing.
Exactly. Very well stated. In fact, Coach Peterson, our baseball coach, talks about, hey, what we're doing for you is 4 for 40. And I use that line with a potential women's lacrosse student athlete. She was on campus. Oddly enough, she was from Philadelphia. And I said, hey, we're doing 4 for $40. And her dad just popped out and said, that's what we're looking for. I said, okay. Sign here on the dotted line.
Well, you know, so fall sports, just, you know, like every year does, they transition. Winter sports, you mentioned the men's basketball is playing well. Lady Ravens basketball having a great start. And you got wrestling here, you know. So, you know, as one folds up, another one kicks off. There's just no rest between them.
No, not at all. And you're right. I love watching our basketball teams play. Chad Folsom, all-time winningest coach here at Benedictine, he recognizes, hey, they're a young team, but my gosh, do they shoot the ball well, and do they play defense extremely well? I went down, as you know, and watched both teams play down at Missouri Valley, and really, really was impressed with the athleticism that I saw out on the court. Wrestling last week went up to Simpson, and they beat Simpson 27-17. Greg Barner's building a real nice program there. And then I will tell you, I'm not sure. I think it's next weekend. We have an indoor track meet. So Jacob Keneally's just gone from cross country, then he's jumping into indoor track. So it's a fun time. It's a really, really fun time. And ending up the semester on a high note with our kids, we've got, I got a note of, we did a community food drive and took stuff down to Catholic Charities. And I think he told me we had 170 pounds of canned foods down there. So that's pretty good. That's really good. And then we're going to do a toy drive on the 13th. And we've got other activities between now and the end of the semester.
Charlie Gartenmeyer with us, AD up at Benedictine. And, Coach, it's always great fun for us when the seasons overlap like this. A week or so ago, we got to do football in the afternoon and two basketball games at night, and it's a delight. And now we're coming into postseason Raven football. Benedictine football around the country has got to be regarded as one of those teams that is now, I think, made the statement that we are perennially championship postseason material.
Oh, without question. I think that my office is located in the Amino Center, which is our football facility, and I observe the leadership that Joel Osborne takes with the staff, with the student athletes. There's a high demand that he has. I mean, I mentioned Eric Peterson about 4 for $40. Joel is really about a love and serving others, and he holds that high to other people. I can't tell you how many community service projects that the football guys are doing, and the coaches are leading those things. You know, there are some pluses and minuses when you get in the playoffs. So now they're teams that haven't done well, they're out on the road recruiting, and Joel and the team and his coaches are not out there, but they do a great job of recruiting young people. I will tell you this, as you know, I sat and was on the staff for a year in that transition between Larry Wilcox and Joel Osborne, and you know, Joel wants to know about the character of the young man first. And then he wants to know about the academics of the person. And then he'll go into the football aspect. And when we look at a tape, he'll ask about 10, 12 questions. You know, tell me about this. Tell me about that. And if the coach can't respond, yeah, he'll say, next, we're going to move on to the next one. But you build with great young men of character. I mean, you take a look at guys that I take a look at. I'm so proud of Jackson Dooley. I take a look at the Tanner Zimmerman and the Witherspoon kids. I mean, just dynamic leaders. And that's what we want them to do. You know, like That's what we talk about that in the athletic department all the time. We talk about these four things: academic development, spiritual development, leadership development, and character development, and then athletic development. And we want them to strive at a high level in all four of those areas, because someone in their life was a leader and a role model for those people. And when we, you know, we're calling in the seniors now that are going to be graduating in December and saying, okay, what do you got planned? What do you got planned? Well, you know, I want to do this. I want to do that. Well, Ravens take care of Ravens. And so we're trying to set them up for opportunities down the road. But you know, people want to, I think really, I believe this strongly, people want to hire Ravens because of the qualities that I just mentioned.
Well, I'm just briefly going to go a little bit deeper into Joel Osborne. When Coach Wilcox elected to retire and the search began for the replacement, this was not an easy spot to fill for so many reasons, and you are intimately involved in, of course, you know, being on staff with Larry for all those years, and then being in your position at the school, being involved in the hire of the new guy. I mean, I don't know, and I don't care how many people you had to look through. The fact that you came up with a guy who fits the mold and fills the bill so well is phenomenal.
Oh, he's a great, great person, first of all. I admire him for so many things. He is a great husband. He loves Audrey, his wife. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal dad. And he takes a leadership role of helping his kids develop academically. And he's right there demanding that that they are good Christian young kids. And then athletically helps them grow. And, you know, a thing that people don't realize. So Joel's in the office. He gets in there early. I get in there early. And you know, when I walk by his office, and where our office is right next to one another, and I look in there, I don't disturb him sometime to say hello in the morning, because he's in there reading the Bible. And that's how he starts his day, man. And if you want somebody like that leading your program with high expectations for the character that you want to develop in young men for this great country that we live in.
Coach Gartmeyer, now we're in the playoffs with Benedictine football. You have been on the coaching staff, and you've been involved with this team for so many years. You have seen all of the Benedictine playoff games, and you were involved on the sideline. Now, as you look through all of those, I would like to see if you would share with us, do you have a favorite football playoff, maybe memory or football playoff story from your history and your years in the program, of being involved and around the program? Something that, you know, you think about the football playoffs and you go, oh, I could tell you about this.
Tom, you asked a very difficult, challenging question. That's not fair.
It's a tough one, but it opens the door for great stories.
Let me tell you, my friend, there are so many of them, going all the way back to first being selected for the playoffs in 1985 when we had that undefeated team.
And Larry Korver came to town.
Yeah, and just a phenomenal, obviously, the Hail Mary pass where we beat, I think it's Panhandle. Oklahoma State. We beat them. And then I think the other thing is in 2018 when on our own field, we went to double overtime and the kid was going to get ready to go in the end zone and he fumbled the ball and we won the game and put us in the, I think, the semifinals. But I'll tell you the thing, Tom, that really, I'm not the greatest. I'd have to look at the team, the score, all those kind of things. But I will tell you what makes me feel so incredibly proud is the young men who we have developed at Benedictine College through athletics and through our football program. I mean, when we were playing Mid-America, Martin Hamilton comes up and he played safety for us. Great young man. He comes up, Coach, I just wanted to come up. I wanted to come up and watch this game, but I want you to meet my two kids, the two twins. And I was just so moved by that experience. And on that day, we had several of those. So, all those victories are great. I mean, they have been so great. And my gosh, being part of a guy that won over 300 games, not too many people in all of college football have done that. So, but, you know, I think that maybe we left a little bit in their heart, but they left more in my heart than maybe I gave to them. And it's just a really great, great, great opportunity and great memories.
And before we get done here, Coach Gartmeyer, I don't know that I've ever appropriately been able or had an opportunity to express my congratulations as you're inducted into Benedictine Athletic Hall of Fame this year. And the longtime association again with the school, and wearing a lot of different hats and doing a lot of different things. And of course, in the old days, you had to wear a lot of hats to be worn, and you did all those things. And I would think one of the joys are just what you talked about. Some of the great young men and their families and the associations that you have made, because I know that you can't go anywhere without, oh, hey, there's somebody I know.
Yes, yes. And you know, Tom, again, I share that at the beginning of this conversation. And you've had an impact upon many of those young men, particularly in basketball. And they left a really positive mark in your heart. And that's what it's all about, helping young people grow and realize their God-given potential and not take any day for granted.
One more thing before I let you go. All of those things, all of those years you spent on the sideline, in the practice, facility, you know, out recruiting, doing all of those things, none of that's possible if Mrs. Gartenmeyer isn't right there at your side. And
oh, my God.
You know, I kid you coaches all the time, every one of you married over your head, Coach.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, you're exactly right. I outkicked my coverage on that, man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
she's been so bad. I am so grateful for the sacrifices that she has made and the sacrifices literally my entire family have made. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience, and we've always had so much fun.
Well, Coach, with that in mind, we're looking for fun here at this football game today. Thanks so much for your time, and as you always say, go Ravens, right?
Go Ravens, and don't let a day go by. Don't tell somebody that you love them.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Raven Halftime Show on your home for Raven football. Hot Country 93.7, part of the MSC Radio Network. We now go back to Tom and Gus Kautz live at the stadium for second half action of BC Raven football.
Hey, and with that, we welcome you back once again to Wilcox Stadium, where the two teams are just now coming from their respective locker rooms, and we are about ready to get underway with the second half of this NAIA Football Championship Series. Second round game here at intermission. It is the visitors from Campbellsville. They lead Benedictine 17-7. Welcome back. Many thanks to Joseph, producing and engineering of the Care Sports Studio. Many thanks to Charlie Gartenmeyer, athletic director at Benedictine College and a longtime coach, and has done so much for this school and his programs, and we appreciate him having joined us at halftime. Case to my right, Gus Kautz to my left, and Gus, the Ravens going to have to get their hands on a football as they had elected to defer to the second half, and frankly, probably need to do something with it right out the gate.
Yeah, so trailing is not something that the Ravens have done a whole lot of at halftime over the last handful of years, but remember back to last year when we were at Texas Wesleyan for that first playoff game? If you remember back to that one, Benedictine trailed at half there, and that was actually their first come-from-behind win on the season last year. So a big chance for Benedictine to get the ball here to start the second half and do something positive with it.
All right. Kick off your weekend party with a stop at Hundley Liquor. They're hometown friendly and hometown helpful. That is Hundley Liquor. We're set for the kickoff to begin the second half. Campbellsville prepared to put a toe to the football. And we are ready to get underway. Benedictine's return duo standing at the Raven goal line. Walking slowly up toward the ball. And
now what's the official holding it up here a little bit? Because it's not like it's blowing off the tee or anything. What's the hitch here?
I'm guessing something with the ball people?
I don't know. Oh, here comes the...
Like, I'm not really sure. Okay.
And Campbellsville continues to do, like, calisthenics on the sideline, to jumping up and down and the jumping jacks on the sideline, stationary, just bouncing straight up and down. I don't know. Apparently, it is a keep oneself warm technique that they have employed.
So the Ravens are going to be back with Titan Osborne and Dalton Witherspoon will be the return guys, as has been for all afternoon.
Yep, and Colton Freitas, the kicker. He is, yeah, there goes off the tee again. So the wind continues to howl, and all of the tents across the way and all the tents up here on the mezzanine are gone now. They have all been folded up and tucked safely away. So we'll get a guy to put a hand on the football for Campbellsville, and we're going to try this thing again. Second half getting set to get underway. The winner will move on to play next week at a time and against an opponent yet to be determined. Here's the boot. It is end over end and not terribly deep. It'll bounce and be taken by the Ravens at the 6. Straight up the middle of the 15, getting a block at the 20, getting outside to the 25, and making his way across the 30-yard line. A really strong return for Titan Osborne.
Yeah, Titan following a couple blockers right there and finally able to push it up to its end point as making the stop on the play. Jock Williams, a 5'9" sophomore out of Nashville, makes the stop on the play, but the Ravens will start this possession out at their own 31.
Now, the Ravens are going to be moving into this strong, strong wind. It is the same wind that took a pass for Benedictine's Jackson Dooley and blew it into the hands of a defender for a pick six in the early part of the second quarter. They're going to be working into that same wind here in the third quarter. First and 10, Ravens at their own 31. Wrap around handoff, Ugorji bounces outside, 35, drags a tackler, 40, 41. That was as strong as I've seen Ugorji run. He got 9.
Yeah, Ugorji running off the left side following great blocking over there by Trace Madrid and Tyler Watson. DQ Brown with yet another stop, but not before the Ravens able to pick up another first down. 10-yard carry on first down. It'll be first and 10 for Benedictine out to the 41.
Ravens are going to have a man wide each way, wide to the left side. It's going to be Longafuliana. He had one big catch down near the goal line in the early possession, but haven't heard much from him since then. Handoff is going to go to the tailback. Ugorji will hit the middle, tries to bounce outside, but they've got him wrapped up and driven down, and he's going to get 2 yards up to around the 44 where Herman Ortiz makes that stop. And here's the thing, guys. I'm a little bit stunned, I got to admit. Campbellsville came into the game today with the fifth worst passing defense in the NAIA. The Ravens haven't really been able to throw on it, but BC tries to run into the middle of this. It is the 13th best rushing defense in the country, and I can see that.
I was going to say, but I thought the Ravens have ran the ball pretty effectively. I mean, your running backs are getting 8 and 5 yards a carry.
Here's a handoff, slow walk left side, getting up to the 50, diving to the 49-yard line, and another Raven first down. And I loved how you think he's short? Oh, yeah, they're marking back at the 50. A little bit of a short mark. It'll bring up a 3rd and 1. But I liked how Ugorji slow walked that, let the blocking develop, did not outrun his blocks.
Yeah, right now the Ravens have, and that's why I know we kind of keep going back and forth on this. Campbellsville might be the 14th ranked rushing defense. I'm just guessing many people get behind Campbellsville and start throwing the ball because the Ravens have been able to run pretty effectively to this point against this defense.
And now Campbellville's got 6 guys on the line of scrimmage on a 3rd down 1. Handoff is going to be Witherspoon. He will fight, and he is going to, with a great second effort, bounce it outside and get the 1st down. With the initial hit, I'm not sure he was going to have it, but he would not relent and picked up that 1st down.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to be a little short there at first, but finally able to push forward. Nice block over there by David Wilburn into the ball game, the redshirt freshman. It was Chase Maynard in on the stop right there for Campbellsville.
Yeah, he's a great defender. Number 2 tackler on this team, all-conference guy. 1st and 10, Ravens are across midfield, moving to football. First possession of the second half. With an eye formation and quarterback under center, the play action, and the QB is back to throw. Chase out of the pocket, steps up. He can run. 50, 45. Look at Jackson, 40. Jackson, 35. Dooley to the 30-yard line. That was a brilliant play, Gus, and that was the right play for him.
Yeah, he wanted to go deep, but again, he had some receivers. It would have been a tough throw, especially into that wind. What do you do? tuck the ball, take care of it, get it all the way down to the 30-yard line. I like that heads-up play by senior quarterback Jackson Dooley. Amani Calhoun finally able to usher him out of bounds.
Another great defensive end for this team, another all-conference player in the MSC. First and 10, Ravens at the 30-yard line, moving the ball on the first possession of the second half. Here's a handoff left side, and that one's going to be good for about four. Look at those wide receivers out there pushing and trying to lead block downfield for Dalton Witherspoon.
Witherspoon going to check out on the second down call. You gorge you back in. The Ravens have done a good job this afternoon of flip-flopping those two backs. How about this? Witherspoon, 9 carries, 69 yards. Ugorji, 13 carries, 69 yards today.
Campbellsville calls there. He's a three-man front, but really they run a guy up on each side. It's almost like a five-man defensive front, actually. Second down, 7 for Benedictine. Again, they're going to hand off and running into the middle. Ugorji's going to be hit from behind, drags the defender forward with him down to the 23-yard line, picking up about 4 more. Ravens are going to be looking at a third down. This is kind of that dicey number. Third down 3. Third down 2, you feel really good. Third down 4, you're really worried. Third down 3 is kind of that tweener.
Yeah, you talk about that tweener in the duck. They're going to bring into the ballgame Tanner Zimmerman. So they're going to take TZ and tuck him on the right side over there with Tyler Watson. So they're going to go big tight end heavy on the right.
Do you take a top off on a play like this, or do you just keep running it?
Watch Isaiah Haston out there in the slot. You could run him on a post right here. They're going to leave the middle of the field open for him.
Third down and a few, and they will hand off into the middle, and Ugorji hits the line. He is going to lose yardage. The Ravens were not creative at all on that play and went right into the teeth of that very good running defense.
Yeah, and the problem was they're going to lose about 2 yards and set themselves up with now a third and 5. They're actually going to get them a little worse. Third and, or fourth and 6 now for the Raven offense.
Yeah, for Benedictine, and with the wind blowing in their face, and even though they do trail by 10, they are not going to bring the kicking unit into the game. They're going to leave Ugorji in as a running back. And BC is going to go wide to the right side, Titan Osborne.
And the problem is now you've set up with an apparent passing situation, and Campbellsville really dropping back.
Yeah, they're going to let Titan make that catch if he wants to and see if he can't stop him. Longapuia on it will go motion right. Quarterback being pursued, steps up in a pocket, throws under duress, and a comeback catch, and it knocked out of TZ's hands. It's incomplete. He had caught it at the knees, and then the defender hit him hard from behind. And dislodge the ball.
Yeah, and what Benedictine is doing is something they haven't done all season, and when they do it, it hasn't been effective, and that is rolling the pocket, right? Like, Jackson is more of a stay in the pocket and throw the football, but right now they're snapping the ball to Jackson and rolling him out to the side, and getting him better angles is the idea, but again, Jackson gets a lot of duress when he comes off of that corner, and so by moving the pocket, you're kind of just changing the throwing lanes for him. An incomplete pass right there will be another turnover on down.
And Benedictine, who moved the ball early in that first possession of the second half, well, that is gone. They turn it over on downs, and good field position for Campbellsville. First and 10 of their own 25-yard line. The Ruby defense is going to have to be asked to step up again. Handoff is going to go to the running back, bounces outside. There was a hole. No, it's going to go to the left side, and a quarterback is going to get outside. There was a little hold out here on the outside that they were watching the ball go the other way, so really kind of ignored that play. It's going to be a nice long gain on first down. They got a gain of about 9 up to the 35-yard line. Nehemiah Hicks with the stop for Benedictine. And Campbellsville, I guess the first thing that they want to do is become super patient with a 10-point lead early in the second half. Quarterback Jet Engel. It's not going to be, I don't think, in a hurry to get the ball snapped. Running back is going to be Trey Bass, and he's going to get a lot of carries in the second half. Bass will get this one. No, QB's back. Throws over the middle, and it's way, way over the head of his intended receiver. And I saw Haston out there playing center field for that. Roland Hazard is the intended receiver. First team all-conference receiver, and I don't think he's touched the ball today.
Yeah, he hasn't, but he's one of those guys they look at to take the top off of it. 34 catches this year for 644 yards. He's a guy who, again, they're going to look for him on the deep pass, a third and one right now for Campbellsville.
At their own 35-yard line, we go to Bass here. They do. He'll hit the middle. He'll dive forward, pick up a couple of yards, just enough for the first down, and Campbellsville continues to run the football. How about Trey Bass, though? He's been good. Last week, he had 149 yards and 2 touchdowns. Today, he continues to move the ball effectively. He's over 100. No, he's right at 100 now on 11 carries.
Blake Castile, the defensive end out of Marysville, comes over and makes a stop. And for Campbellsville, yet another first down. And for them, that is their 12th of the day. And now move up to 3 of 7 on third down.
And by the way, not to be alarmist, but this game's melting away. We're inside 8.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Benedictine has had one possession, unable to put any points on the board. Quarterback is back to throw. Play action. There's going to be a penalty. This thing's coming back no matter what happens. Now the thing is going to be thrown way into the Ravens sideline. Smart play by Engel, but penalty against Campbellsville. Officials hashing it out back here around the 30-yard line. Let's see. Get that official call.
Personal foul, face mask, number 77 on the
offense. Good, so that's a little bigger penalty, right? Instead of a hold, it's going to be a face mask against the left tackle, Quan Evans. And Quan, a big guy at 6'5", 280, reaches out, grabs the headgear, and instead of costing you 10, it's going to cost your offense 15 yards. So they'll back this thing all the way down to the Campbellsville 22-yard line.
Golden opportunity for Benedict's defense now to get a foot in the ground and make some kind of a stand and get them that ball back. We're at 8:12 to go in a rapidly moving third quarter of football. Campbellsville leading the Ravens by 10, 17-7. QB's going to take it, back to throw, throws it down into the ground. It's going to go incomplete, way short of his intended receiver back at the 20-yard line. And Gus, and here is the trap of throwing the football. Suddenly, now you throw that one into the ground, you only take 4 seconds away.
Yeah, and great job right there forcing the quarterback to throw that into the ground with Xavier Hernandez coming off the edge, getting a hand up. And, again, not an easy pass for quarterback Jet Engel right there. That'll bring up now a second and 26.
3 across. The quarterback with the back on each side of him on this third or second down long call. And, again, they go with that shovel pass, and, again, it is completely unsuccessful. Good for a yard. Ravens were camped out in the middle and waiting for that. And how about Xavier Hernandez, give the Phoenix the stop.
Yeah, that time back-to-back plays for Xavier. He's doing a great job. And again, as a defensive lineman, being able to understand that that running back is kind of in your vicinity, that's a very important play, especially against this Campbellsville team who likes to jump the ball underneath like that. And now for Campbellsville, looking at a third and 26.
It is a long way to go. They got to get this thing up just a little bit short of midfield. We're down now at 7.5 minutes to go, halfway through the third quarter. And the Ravens are going to have only one possession. It is third down and really long. We've got motion all over the place. 4 penalty markers hit the ground.
Yeah, that time the tight end was trying to pull before the play even got started.
False start. Everyone in the center. 5 yards
penalty. False start. Everybody but the center. Is what happened was that left tight end was already behind the center before the ball was even snapped. And so a tough break. I'm calling for a draw on a play like this, especially when you got a really good running back. And the last thing you want to do is try to air one over the middle of the field and have it intercepted.
Running back draw, quarterback draw?
Running back draw.
Okay.
With you got such a good running back, and you got a kicker who averages 47 yards a punt. You know,
and he's going to put about 15 or more on it because of his wind, and it's just going to be the quarterback back to throw, flushed out of the pocket. Now he's got all the time in the world. Throws one over the middle, and it runs it into the ground and incomplete. And that stops the clock.
Dangerous, too, because he threw it over the middle, and Isaiah came flying over there, and it hit him right at his feet. If that thing hangs up for just another second, Isaiah probably takes that thing back to the house.
Ravens could use one of those right about now. And the Benedictine return guys are 2 return guys. And they have definitely settled in, Gus, on Witherspoon and Osborne as the return man. So Lopez, he has a failed fake punt last week. Let's see if they do that, try anything like that today. Snap back is a peach. The it's blocked! It's in the end zone! Touchdown, Ravens! Benedict, is it Zach? Tell me it's Zach. Running to the near sideline. The BC special teams have been absolutely spectacular all day. That's Ben Gilliland. How about the Van Meter Iowa native?
What a job by Ben Gilliland. He came through untouched. What happened was he kind of started on the outside. He looped back underneath. He was one-on-one with the punter. Arturo Lopez said, uh-oh, as he kicks it right into the midsection. And then, the biggest part of that play, being able to scoop that thing in the end zone instead of kicking it out of the back of the end zone. Ravens, with a big play right there.
The game has turned completely on one snap of the football. The point after, it's up. It is good. We're taking a timeout. The game has changed. With 6:54 to go in the third quarter in Atchison, Kansas, it's now Tigers 17, Ravens 14.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Back with you here at Wilcox Stadium, where we're getting ready for a kickoff, and if you're going to kick off that holiday party, stop over at Huntley Liquor. They are hometown helpful, hometown friendly, Huntley Liquor. And the kickoff gets brought on by that tremendous punt blocked into and then recovered in the end zone. And the Ravens special teams coming up huge. Here's the boot into that huge wind. It's going to get knocked down and be very short fielded at the 11. Up to the 20, spinning away. Markers at the 25. And that is going to be another set of penalties against Campbellsville. How about Blake Dapkus? Thought it was going to be him with that coverage. How many times he did that all year?
The official's going to take lots of time. And for Campbellsville, this could be a big penalty because this could march you back inside your own 15-ish.
Again, our microphone tied with the officials out there. You can hear it with the wind hooting and howling outside. By the way, they have taken one of the three flags down out there as it was coming free from its moorings. First and 10, Campbellsville. Because if you're the Tigers, you're feeling a little pressure, yeah?
A little bit, because you were in the driver's seat moments ago. Now, all of a sudden, you feel a little more pressure leading only by three.
Here's a handoff running back straight ahead. Breaks a tackle. Look at him go. Bounces outside. One hand missed. He'll dance outside again to the 40. He's at the 45. And now he's going to slow walk it and cut back into the field. And the Ravens are going to step him out of bounds all the way to Benedictine territory. Nearly a 50-yard run. That guy is good.
That time Trey Bass just made it look easy. Nehemiah Hicks finally able to get him to step out of bounds just across midfield down to the, they're going to say down to the Benedictine 44-yard line. So a possession that started where you could kind of feel the end zone behind you. Now all of a sudden you're feeling pretty comfortable at this spot on the field.
Trey Bass, a tiny guy, but you still cannot one-arm tackle him. And several Ravens tried to get away with that and could not. Now Bass is going to come out for a little breather after that run. Josh Traylor is in. Josh, a 5'7 senior, 200 pounds. He's more of the fire plug kind of a guy. First down, and they will give it to him. He will bust into the middle, and finally the Ravens are going to be able to bring him down from behind because not the line, but in fact Isaac Lopez coming from a linebacker spot who swung around and got him from behind.
Yeah, that time you talk about Josh Traylor in there, the senior out of Midland. He was not, in fact, the number two guy on the two deep. Just happened to be going through the stats and been like, hey, this guy runs the ball quite a bit. So we have not seen the number two running back, Archelius Smith, today.
It'll bring up a second down, 7. At the Raven 41-yard line. Both running backs are in now. The motion went out. Quarterback will throw it. It's juggled in. Oh, nearly picked off. Boy, Peyton Joby making a diving effort at that ball. And Gus Caron Taylor nearly handed that one to the Ravens.
Yeah, and that's one of those things where if you're going to throw that ball out there in the flat, do not tip it into the air in the official or the receiver did just that. Popped it in the air for a minute. Peyton was right on it. Now, all of a sudden, we're looking at a third down for Campbellsville. I was almost going to call him Morningside, looking out there with that very same maroon look.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly the same uniform. Third down, 7 at the Benedictine 41. Quarterback Jeff Ingle with the running back on his left hand. Third down, back to throw. Pressure's on. He gets it away. It's going to be caught and hit and tackled. A gain of 3. What a stop by Isaac Lopez. He's having a huge day.
That time, Isaac Lopez read that the entire time. Benedictine came hot off the corner. He saw the running back release into the flat, and he just honed in on him and smoked him as soon as he caught the ball. It'll bring up now a 4th and 4, and we're going to see Campbellsville stay on the field. They are 3 of 11 coming into this ballgame, 1 of 1 today on 4th down.
4th down, 4. Big call, and now they're just trying to draw the defense off. By the way, I see Gus, I see Case over here bumping Isaac. Jeff Engel, the quarterback, has punted, and he will punt again. It's a little pooch punt, 15. That's going to be a really good one down around the 11-yard line. Engel has done that all season long, and he does it again here today. And the Ravens are going to have it at their own 11-yard line. 3 punts on the season. Now 4 for quarterback Jeff Engel.
So now all of a sudden, Benedictine gets the ball back, trailing only by 3. You open the playbook a little more, right? Like, the time is not really an issue. And honestly, if you could run the ball and get it into the fourth quarter, that would probably be your best-case scenario to get that win that you're back again.
Campbellsville leading in the ball game 17-14. Ravens with the football. 4.5 to go in the third quarter. BC will be moving into the wind for the rest of this quarter, then get the wind at their back in the fourth.
And that's a big deal for kicking.
QB Jackson Dooley will wrap around the handoff. It's a flea flicker back to Dooley. Steps up in a pocket. Nobody's open. Now he'll go into the flat. It's going to be caught for a first down by JoJo at the 23.
That time they tried to run the flea flicker. They were trying to sneak Titan Osborne down the field, but again, Campbellsville not falling for it. Safeties were back on that play, and a nice job because they do have some younger defensive backs there, and they stayed at home, didn't fall for it. But Benedictine able to salvage the play, pick up a first down.
You'll notice their safeties, guys, are playing 15, 18 yards off the line of scrimmage, very deep. First and 10 Ravens from their own 23. This time, handoff right side. Here goes Ugorji for another first down. He's up at the 33. Oh, they're going to mark him at the 32. They say his knee went down.
Chase Maynard finally makes a stop on the play. Maynard, we talked about him, the number 2 tackler on this Campbellsville defense. Able to make the stop, but not before. Ugorji picks up 9. Ugorji will stay in there. The Ravens are going to go 2 backs. It's going to be Witherspoon and Ugorji on this 2nd and short.
Zimmerman comes out to add the 2nd running back on a 2nd and 1 call. Witherspoon has been the power runner in this running back duo this season, and it is going to be Witherspoon taking it. There he goes at the 35, 45, head down, runs over people to the 47. Needed a yard, got 17.
DQ Brown, the safety, took a lot of punishment there. You talk about a safety who makes a lot of tackles. He does just that, but that time, less of a tackle and more of a speed bump is Dalton Witherspoon runs right over the top of Brown, and it'll be a first down for Benedictine out nearing midfield to the 46-yard line.
3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ravens trail by 3, but have the ball, have the momentum, and have it first and 10 at the 46. And the handoff again to Witherspoon, but he gets 1 this time. That play developed too slowly. By the time Witherspoon got the ball, got into the middle, both Alan Parrish and Jay Arnold, the nose tackle and DN, had combined for a stop, giving up minimal yardage. It's a gain of 2.
Zimmerman going to check out on this 2nd and 8 call, checking back into the ballgame for Benedictine. It's going to be LeBron Jackson. Jackson, a 6'2" senior out of Bakersfield, and he'll go 2 to the right, 1 to the left with Titan Osborne.
2nd down, Ravens 2 yards short of the 50. Titan will motion to the right side. They will give it to Witherspoon. He cuts back to the middle to the 50, and Witherspoon, because the room was outside. He wants to run, likes to run, and runs well into the middle, but he cut back into the traffic and only picked up a couple of yards across the 50.
Yeah, you look over onto the far sideline. Jay Arnold is going to come off the field and got a little bit of a limp to him, that defensive end for Campbellsville.
Ugorji back in for Witherspoon. Ravens 3rd and 3 at the 47-yard line in Campbellsville territory. And for BC, now 1:45 to go in the third quarter. Ravens have the ball down 3, but are continuing to build some momentum. big third down call for the Ravens. They're going to shift Watson and Zimmerman to the right side. So there's where the blocking's at. And the handoff is going to go to Ugorji. He will try that side. He will not get there. Again, Ugorji tried to cut back into the middle, Gus. Didn't follow the block to the edge.
Yeah, there really wasn't anything going inside. He's got to just understand where the blocking's going, follow it over there. Marquise Bell Jr. makes a stop on the play right there for Campbellsville. And now Benedictine sitting there staring right into the face of a 4th-and-2. And the problem is you look at the clock and there's still a minute left here in the third quarter.
Big decision. Big call for the Ravens on the 46-yard line. And they will leave the offense out there trailing by 3. Moving into the wind. Quarterback is going to be back to throw. He's setting up the screen. He lobs it. And it's tipped. And it's caught. And it's dropped. And the Ravens fail again to throw the football in the short flat. 4th-and-2 and Benedictine. Because that was a rather bizarre play at that juncture,
well,
feels like.
What you were trying to do is get everybody to sell out on the inside run, but the problem was one guy peels off with the tight end, Tyler Watson, like the play call, but again, that was just a tough play for Tyler Watson to be able to come up with it and a turnover on downs for Benedictine.
And for Campbellsville, a huge momentum shift. You've held Benedictine off the board, you stopped the drive, and you've gotten the football back in the late moments of the third quarter with a lead and near midfield.
7 possessions into this ballgame, Benedictine has 1 offensive touchdown.
Here's a pitch outside, picking up yardage, and again, little Trey Bass just angles to the far sideline, may have another first down.
Isaac Lopez over there to make the stop, and for Campbellsville, they're going to have to run one more play.
They're going to have it into Raven territory at the Benedictine 47, so a pickup of 7 yards. And yeah, we're at half a minute to go, 20 on the play clock. So one more play in the third quarter. And again, the Benedictine defense is called on.
Yeah, and on the 2nd and short, if I'm Campbellsville right here, I understand that this is my last play with the wind at my back. I probably sail one here and see what happens. They got to hurry up to get this play underway.
Play clock at 3, 2, and 1. Here's a snap. They'll hand off straight ahead, and they need 3. And boy, a big second surge might get them close. I think they're going to have it, I think. While they're sorting it out, I'm going to remind you that Taco John's in Atchison supports the Ravens. All BC students get 10% off when they show their student ID. Check out Taco John's in Atchison. They're on 10th Street, just south of the tracks. And that is going to end the third quarter. We'll be back going to the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Big, big fourth in this college football playoff game. It is Campbellsville 17, Benedictine 14.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
One quarter of football for both these teams, and the quarterback going to hand off into the middle and spinning his way forward is going to be, Gus, you talked about him, it's Arcalius Smith in the game. We have not seen him through the first three quarters. The 5'7", 170-pound running back out of Warner Robins, Georgia, with the carry, give him about 3.
It's surprising to see Campbellsville back up over the football quickly.
They'll flare it over, and it's going to be dropped by Arcalius Smith. So they have suddenly brought him into the game for the first time and have incorporated him fully.
Yeah, I'm not sure I really care for that play call right there. you brought in, you sped it up, you tried to flare it out there and catch Benedictine sleeping. Instead, you throw an incomplete pass and stop the clock with 14 and a half and make yourself look at a 3rd and 7.
And so Smith will come out of the game. This big wide receiver comes out of the game. And now they're going to take Trey Bass out of the game. What's going on here? They had too many in the huddle, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. 3rd down call. 3rd down 7 at the Raven 41. Motion to the right side. Nobody in the backfield. Engel rolls. He's hit as he throws the ball, and it's going to be incomplete. What incredible pressure put on by Ben Gilliland, the guy with the block and the guy now with the big pressure. And the Ravens are going to get the football back.
That time, great job by Ben. He understood what was happening. He was lined up in the outside linebacker. He saw the motion. He took off and met the quarterback at the point, and right there, the incomplete pass will stop the clock with 14:31, and not really thrilled with how Campbellsville handled that possession. The punter back in with the wind at his face, looking to try to pin the Ravens deep here.
And they got JoJo back in the game for the first time to return a punt. He'll stand at his own 10-yard line. Arturo Lopez takes a low snap, gets the kick away, kicks away from the return man to the complete to the other end of the field. It's going to be a good kick down at the 13. It just stopped.
That thing just like kind of hung like a knuckleball. You could count the laces as that thing went, and as soon as it hit, it just stopped. So Benedictine going to start this possession at their own 13, trailing by 3 with the wind at their back. Now, the wind at their back is a huge thing, because how many times in the game have we seen Benedictine have to go for it on a 4th down when normally we'd see them bring Kloby out and take the points?
I was at Evangel one night when the wind made a big difference, and I've been a believer in that ever since. So here come the Ravens. Dalton Witherspoon is your running back from their own 13. Here's Benedictine down by 3. The pass over the middle is going to be caught. Zimmerman angles to the far sideline, out of bounds, a gain of 8. And the Ravens just using minimal time. Going to move the ball up to the 21-2-yard line, 2nd and 2. And we still have over 14 minutes to play in the game. BC trails. Uh-oh, look at this. We've got the quarterback, Dooley, coming out of the game again.
So you're going to keep Ugorji and Witherspoon as both your backs.
2nd down short. Interesting call by Coach Osborne. Ugorji is going to keep it. Little stutter step forward, picks up about 4, gets the 1st down. Not exactly a home run, but I'll take a bunt single right now.
Hey, you'll take anything that keeps those sticks moving quickly back out onto the field is going to be Jackson Dooley as Chase Maynard comes up and makes another stop.
1st down, Benedictine at their own 25-yard line. The Ravens trail by 3. And you mentioned it, Gus, a moment ago that it just startled me when I heard it, and I know it's true. The Benedictine offense has not exactly been putting a ton of points on the board today. They scored once in this football game. QB's back, flares it near side. It's going to be caught by JoJo. He'll pick up a 1st down across the 35. They'll say steps out at the 38, give him 13, move the sticks again as Joaquin Coulter on the near side. And here's the benefit with the wind at your back. Now you can throw outside those numbers. You don't have that ball being held up and giving those defenders time to cut it off and knock it down.
Can I tell you, I'm just a little surprised with how Campbellsville has played this second half. I don't understand the whole wind. There's been a lot of question marks right now.
And now late addition as a defensive end on the left side for Campbellsville. 1st and 10, Benedictine. Back to throw again is Dooley. Steps up, goes left, has his man missed him. He threw it a little bit short of Longafuliana, and it's going to go incomplete. And I'm going to tell you, I think Jackson, a little gun-shy on that one, didn't want to throw it out too deep and let that guy cut inside.
Yeah, that time he was throwing from the right hash to outside the left side numbers. I mean, that ball was covering, what, 3/4 of the field right there? And so I think this was one of those things where you'd rather miss short than miss anywhere that can be intercepted.
Longafuliana staying at a ball game. Wide to the left side. You're going to have Ugorji as a running back in the backfield. 2nd down 10. Ravens at their own 38. VC will hand it off. And Ugorji straight ahead. There's nothing there. He might have gotten a yard before being hugged by Tyler Ballard. And it'll bring up a 3rd and long for Benedictine.
One thing we haven't seen much out of the Raven offense in the second half has been Isaiah Haston. He's over here standing like 3 feet right behind Coach Osborne. And the Ravens just haven't done much with him in the second half. It's been mostly LeBron Jackson in there.
And LeBron is back in the game. Zimmerman and LeBron and Titan will go to the left side.
is Dalton Witherspoon, the senior running back, back at the backfield. Third down, big call for the Ravens. Third down, 8 from their own 40. Got to get this thing up to near midfield. QB's back, a little pressure on, steps up in the pocket, in some trouble, breaks outside. He's going to try to run. Now he's got to run, and he throws it late. He might have been across the line of scrimmage when he threw the ball. Coach is up here really upset.
Coach isn't happy that he got hit out of bounds right there. And these Frontier officials are saying, no, he was only on the white before he got hit. And Coach Osborne not thrilled about that. And Benedictine going to bring in to punt the ball. And how about this? The first time since the first possession have they punted the ball. Lots of turnover on downs today.
Scotty Robertson, the last time he kicked, he had the wind behind him again. And he's got to be standing at his own 26-yard line. Return man back at his own 20. And, again, may not be deep enough. That the last time the Ravens punted, only time they punted, it was a spectacular kick coverage play inside the 5. Snap back is beautiful. The kick away. And it is going to be end over end fielded at the 20-yard line. Running to the outside, getting a little green at the 25, 30, and racing out of bounds into the far sideline. It'll be Campbellsville ball, but guess what's happening here is the clock. Time's ticking. Time's getting away with 11 and a half to play in the game. And Campbellsville with the ball and still with the lead. It is 17 to 14. And I'm going to remind you that Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned, operated, independent NAPA dealer. They're open daily, staffed with experienced car guys who care about getting you the right part. See them at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison, Atchison Auto Parts. So here comes Campbellsville and quarterback Jet Engel. Campbellsville's numbers, Gus, are not exactly off the charts. QB, hands off, running back, slows it, and look at him. He slowed down like he was just going to surrender himself, and then suddenly explodes into the middle, and Josh Taylor's going to be at a first down. Joe Abrams with the tackle. The Raymond defense not real aggressive on that play.
Yeah, again, they've allowed the running back, Trey Bass, today to multiple times. Almost come to a stop on the field. He slows way down, and then he sees where he wants to go, and then he accelerates very quickly. Yeah, I have been very impressed with this senior running back out of Franklin, Kentucky.
First and 10 at their own 43. And now, see Campbellsville slowing it down, running the ball, looking at the sideline. They're going to take this thing down. We're inside 11 minutes to play in the game. Tigers have the ball, leading by 3. Motion right. Hand off running back, look at him explode, gets to the 50-yard line, and that was a great ankle tackle from the ground by Benedictine. And coming up a little bit gimpy from that for BC is Isaac Lopez.
Yeah, that time Isaac Lopez was being blocked. He was on the ground, reached up with that shoulder, and was able to trip up the running back, but in doing so, kind of jarred the shoulder. He's kind of out there working it around a little bit, trying to loosen himself up.
We're all the way to the 49-yard line now. Second down, 4, Campbellsville. And Trey Bass continues to run the football well. He's over 150 yards. Got most of the fourth quarter to go. This time they hand off, bouncing outside, breaking a tackle, bouncing outside, shaking and jiving and trying to get away from the running or the defense. And finally, Dylan Witherspoon pushes Bass out. But, Gus, he dances and he moves the feet and he tries to shake you. And now he's up here talking to the Raven defense as they head back to their huddles.
Yeah, he and Abram Phillips having a word, and it will bring up now a third down for Campbellsville. Let's call it third and 4 right now. This afternoon, Campbellsville on third down opportunities, 3 of 10.
Huge win for the Raven defense. They need to stop this series to get the ball back with adequate time. We're down now at 9:40 to play in the game. Ravens trail by 3. Running back behind the quarterback. Bass behind Engel. Hand off Bass. Straight ahead. Hit. Doesn't get it. Falls across the 50 to the 49. He is 2 yards short.
Yeah, might have got a yard on that play. Coming up to make the stop, Blake Castile, the defensive end out of Maryville.
So now, a decision for Campbellsville. In a similar spot, a little bit ago, Benedictine left the offense out of the field. Will Campbellsville roll the dice like that? No, I think not.
They're going to bring the punt unit out onto the field, and man, I think this is probably the right call, especially since you haven't been a great fourth down team all season. You've struggled. I know you converted one, but the last thing you want to do is give the Ravens the ball at midfield.
Campbellsville punter Arturo Lopez has got to be thinking about the last time he tried to punt the ball. It was blocked for a score. Now he's standing at his own 35-yard line waiting for the snap. Ravens with a single man back, and we've got penalty markers sailing. It's a delay of game.
Yeah, that time took too much time. Trying to decide whether they were going to leave the offense out on the field. Were they going to kick the ball? Now Benedictine, who had just the defense out there, they're going to bring the kick or the punt return unit out onto the field. And, man, this is just a dangerous spot on the field that Campbellsville, if they wanted to fake one, this would be the right time to do just that.
Fourth and 7 at their own 46 for the Campbellsville Tigers. They lead Benedictine by 3. Snap back, helmet high. Penalty marker sail. That kick goes into the wind. It's straight up. It's going nowhere. Down at the 40. Bounces for the Ravens to the 42. Gus, that is an 11-yard punt. But I saw that marker go a mile in the air over here.
Yeah, you got to hope that it's just a formational issue against Campbellsville. But
Fisher's coming over to talk to Coach, I think Coach Osborne, maybe to the line judge.
He's going to talk to the line judge and see what he saw in that play.
Well, while they hash this out, I'm going to remind you that L&L Construction can build your dream home. They can add on, renovate, whatever you're needing, man. L&L Construction. There you go. L&L Construction, 367-3161. They will cover all your construction jobs that you've got coming up. 8:38 to go.
So the penalty was an illegal formation against Campbellsville. They had 5 guys in the backfield, which I don't blame them. After that blocked punt, I'd probably have as many back there as I thought I could get away with. Benedictine going to take this thing over at their own 42-yard line.
It's as good an exchange as the Ravens could have probably hoped for. And Jackson will hand it off. Xavier will go left, gets around, hurdles at the line of scrimmage, crosses the 45, and here's a marker coming down from very deep in the backfield. Big defensive backfield.
Yeah, that thing came right at the point of tackle. And I see a couple of Raven offensive linemen down there. You got to think possibly a hold.
How did a game that had virtually no penalties, maybe one in the first half, have so many now in the second? What in the world has changed? That's a huge call. You don't get that one very often.
Okay, what happened was Jacoby Hinton was down the field, and as a defender, you know, years ago when I played, you used to be able to just take the legs out of that offensive lineman as he came at you.
Is that the chop block?
Yeah, now they don't allow you to do that. As that time Jacoby Hinton was trying to lead, a cornerback came up and just took out his legs. It was C.J. Cutcliffe at 6'1", 170. He looked up and saw Jacoby Hinton at almost 300 pounds coming at him and said, I'm not hitting him up high.
Here's a handoff to the left side, and here goes Ugorji to the 40, 35, Ugorji 30, Ugorji 25, Ugorji 20-yard line. It's a 20-yard run for Xavier.
That time Joaquin Coulter makes a stop on the play out of the strong safety position. Also coming up, Ellis Reed, the outside linebacker. Benedictine starting to cook a little bit on this drive.
7:58 to go. Less than 8 minutes left in the ball game, and the Ravens moving to football. They are trailing by 3, Gus. They may already be in field goal range here. The ball at the 20. They're not thinking field goal. You don't want to think field goal. You want to think, let's punch this thing into the end zone. Ugorji's going to be in the backfield for Jackson Dooley. Receivers left and right. Tight ends left and right. Turnaround. Handoff. Ugorji right side. Dances his way down to the 15. Give him 5 on that first down run. And for the Ravens down, time is maybe a little less a deal as Herman Nortiz makes the stop for Campbellsville. They're going to give him a short mark, give him 4 on that carry.
Yeah, because right now the Raven defense has been playing really well. You also know that if you tie this, it's going to be tough for Campbellsville to kick a field goal to maybe win it. So, again, if you're Benedictine, you're feeling comfortable with where you're at. But, again, I say you keep the foot on the gas and just try to punch this one in here.
Ugorji and Watson are going to check out of the ball game. They're going to bring in LeBron and Dalton. That's your Raven switch out. And the receiver is going to start to the middle. And now Titan, a little confused, he's going to come back to where he was on a second and 6 call. And they will give it to Witherspoon. Bounces outside. He's got room. 15, 10, 5-yard line. Touchdown, Ravens. It's Dalton Witherspoon punching it in from 17.
What a job right there by Dalton Witherspoon. Went into the middle. Not a lot there. Slid out to the left. Angled towards the pylon. Put it on the board. The Ravens have retaken the lead. A lead that they started the game up 7-0, gave up 17 unanswered, but then have turned around and put up 14 unanswered of their own as more stuff flies off the building.
Wow. Now, this PAT is big. You lead by 3, but the PAT makes it a 4-point game. Waiting for the kick.
from Christian Kloby. Jackson looking for the hold. Down and up and perfect. And we got a timeout of the field, the Ravens. A four-play, 58-yard touchdown drive with a minute 57 taken off the clock. Timeout of the field is 6:41 to go in the game. Benedictine 21, Campbellsville 17.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here comes your kickoff, brought to you by Hundley Liquor, your hometown friendly and hometown helpful Hundley Liquor. 6:41 to go in the fourth. Benedictine's boot is away, taken, not even going to be taken. He let it get by him. It goes out the back of the end zone, and it will be Campbellsville ball as Ashton Auker, who's a great return guy, has a couple of return TDs on the season, but he's smart enough to let that one go by. His team's going to have it at the 25-yard line.
It's a big possession right now for Campbellsville, who has really struggled since coming out of the locker room. They've had three punts, a blocked punt for a touchdown for Benedictine. So Campbellsville is still just trying to figure out getting the offense going here in the second half. With 6:41 left, both teams with three timeouts. And Benedictine, though, how big was that PAT? Makes it a four-point lead. Campbellsville working into the wind here.
First and 10. Trey Bass is back there as a running back. Will take the handoff, hit the middle of the line. And he does something that any seventh-grade running back is taught not to do. He left his feet.
Yep. That time Isaac Lopez able to bury him right there at the line. They're going to say, give him a yard on the play. Wow, they're going to give him two. Second and 8 now for the Tigers.
And the thing is, as good a running back as Bass is, averaging 108 yards a game, he's already, Gus, today at, what, 164 or 5 yards. He's really run the ball well.
But the problem is, as much as they run the ball, we're down to 6 minutes. Like, if you don't score in this possession, you're kind of working against yourself.
Long, long pause. Engel turns around, talks to Bass, takes a step, play action, back to throw. He's got all day. There's no pressure on him whatsoever. Now he's going to step up, and now he's going to roll, and his pass is going to be incomplete at the 30-yard line. He had forever, and you know what that means. That means the coverage downfield was spectacular.
Yeah, the Ravens were trying to win with two guys, or win with three guys up front. Joseph Abrams finally got through, but it was Abrams, Abram Phillips, and Blake Castile were the real rushers on that play. Benedictine, sticky coverage downfield, and now the clock does stop with 5:50. It's going to be now a 3rd and 8 for Campbellsville. Telling you, whatever your favorite play is, this might be the point to pull it out.
Yeah,
you might not
saving it.
You might not touch the ball again if you don't get this one.
Don't keep this one in the back of the book, thinking I'm going to use it sometime. Here is that moment. It is a 3rd down 8, Campbellsville. They'll go motion. Quarterback will hand off running back. He'll bust up the middle. He'll get the first down needed. 8, got 9, and again, Gus, you give it to Trey Bass. Abram Phillips got him. Bass gets another crucial first down.
I love that play call right there. Everybody thought they were going to throw the ball. I thought they were going to throw the ball. What do? You stuck with the guy who got you to this point in the season. That's Trey Bass, and that time he rolls the ball right up the middle. Already, wow, what a day for him. 19 carries today, up over 165 rushing yards.
Ravens far from out of the woods here. The defense out of the field with their team leading by 4. Handoff, Bass up the middle again. Finds a little daylight. Gets across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Another 5-yard hitter for Campbellsville, and Jason Anderson makes the Raven tackle. It is 2nd and 5, and we are inside 5 minutes.
Ravens going to freshen up that defensive line. They're going to bring into the ball game Jonathan Crow. They're going to be out there also with Cole Johnson at the defensive end. Kevin Harris is in there in the middle of the spatted shoes, and it looks like it's going to be Dylan Bennett, the other down lineman.
Second down, five at their own 41-yard line for Campbellsville. QB, hands off, misdirection, trying to far side, and Kevin Harris makes the tackle after a gain of four, and the Tigers look at a third and one. By the way, Gus, just so you know, at their own 45-yard line, as Lopez makes another stop, too, Campbellsville is in four-down territory, right? The time.
That's the problem, is really the time has forced you into four-down territory.
Third down and a yard at their own 44-yard line. Again, they take a long look over at head coach Jake Russell.
Campbellsville trying to go with a hard count right there.
404, 403. We're going to go inside 4 minutes. The running back is Josh Traylor. He will take it. He'll get hit in the backfield. He's dropped for a loss of two. What a play by Abram Phillips. Man, Abram he does so much for this team. He's a defensive player. He's the long snapper. He is a do-it-all kind of a guy, and it is now fourth and three and a huge call. This may be the game call.
There's a whole lot riding on this very call right here. And with that being said, Trey Bass will come back in. Josh Traylor will check out. And for Campbellsville, they're looking at a fourth and three with 3:28 left.
Raven fans, small in number, huge in spirit, and lots of racket. Will you take a timeout here? I'm surprised they don't. Play clock at six. Fourth down, three. Long count. QB, hands up. They're running back. He's going to pick up the first down. They needed him. They got him. Trey Bass comes through again.
That time Dylan Witherspoon finally ushers him out of bounds, but after picking up the first down, that was a huge call right there for Campbellsville. But now, you probably need to play with a little sense of urgency. I know there's still 3 minutes left, but you're down 4 points, and you haven't been able to get to the end zone in this second half so far.
There are three timeouts and the two-minute timeout coming up for Campbellsville. If and when they want to use them, they're at their own 49, first and 10. Ravens want to see him keep running the ball and keep taking their time. Quarterback will hand off again, and it's going to be Bass. Look at him go. He'll get another five. Bass is just a five-yard running kind of guy. He gets seldom anything less.
Dylan Witherspoon makes a stop on the play, and now Campbellsville has a decision to make. Do they want to snap the ball one more time or let it roll down to the two-minute warning? They're going to take lots of time as we're down to 2:20 left in the contest, 25 on the play clock. Realize that Campbellsville has only scored one offensive touchdown today. That was way back at the 14:50 mark of the second quarter. The other one was a pick six and then a 41-yard field goal by Colin Freitas.
Arcadia Smith has checked in at the running back spot. We're at 202, 201, and there's a snap. QB will throw over the middle. It's going to be caught. First down at the 34-yard line, and we're going to take a timeout. Taking a break at a minute 55 to go in the game. What a finish in this NAIA Football Championship Series second round game. We'll be back to bring it to you. It is Benedictin 21, Campbellsville 17.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Okay, it's really, football's a simple game, guys. You talk about it all the time. You know, it's just a matter of moving a football and, you know, a few little simple things, blocking and running. And it's simple as this. With a minute 55 to go into ball game, if Campbellsville wants to win on the road today over Benedictin, they got to score a touchdown. If the Ravens want to win today, they've got to stop Campbellsville from scoring a touchdown. It is as simple as that. And here we go. That's a 37.
Football's easy.
At the Raven 37, first and 10. And here's the handoff. Here's the little running back, and he's going to push forward. And instead of
5. This time it's about a 3-yard gain. So for the Raven defense, that is about as well as they've been able to stop Trey Bass all day. And Dylan Witherspoon, he's been having some kind of a fantastic day, man.
You know what else the Ravens have done a real good job of? I know Trey Bass is running the ball like crazy today. He's at 185 yards, but they've not allowed that whole scrum to keep pushing forward and pick up 2 and pick up 3 and pick up 4 more yards after the hit. I mean, that thing has been stopping. And Gamblesville, I'm surprised they're as patient as they are right now.
Dylan Witherspoon, kind of as you might feel, here's a hand up into the middle. Good for a yard or two. And again, a short, short game. Again, Isaac Lopez with another stop, and we are going to get a timeout taken. Because, by the way, Witherspoon leads the team in tackles just like you kind of felt like he might. And hang on, we're going to hang on to it right here.
Okay, there we go. Timeout Campbellsville.
Okay, let's do it. We're taking a break with a minute 11 to go. This timeout sponsored by Atchison Dental, where they create precise custom crowns and inlays and onlays all in a single visit. Give them a call to Atchison Dental. A minute 11 to go in the game. Timeout with Benedictine in front, 21-17.
And there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year, licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium as Cock dropping back to throw on a third down call. Quarterback Jeff Engel goes over the middle. He's going to the flat and it's intercepted. Ravens with a pickup. Give it to Isaac Lopez, who immediately just goes to the ground, covers up the football, and the Ravens, guys, are going to be able to salt this one away with a minute 6 to play.
Yeah, you know, we were kind of talking during the timeout, and you were saying, do you throw, do you not? Case said, of course you got to throw in that time. Great job by Isaac Lopez. Sneaks underneath the tight end right there, able to steal the ball away, and Benedictine with the football and a chance to salt this thing away. Now, understand the Tigers still do have 2 timeouts left in a minute 6, so Joseph will probably be taking a couple of these shortly.
I'm telling you what, I'm seeing a lot of maroon and white dressed fans bolting for the gate here at Wilcox Stadium, and we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. We're going to take this timeout, Joseph, and again, this timeout sponsored by Atchison Dental. They got the latest technology to make your visit comfortable and convenient. Minute 6 to go in a ball game. It's Benedictine 21, Campbellsville 17.
You can feel it. The friendly nature, thriving faith life, successful athletics, and excellent academics of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College is a Newman-guide school that gives you both strong Catholic identity and academics with top 10 rankings in U.S. News and the Wall Street Journal. Join us for a campus visit or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or online at www.benedictine.edu. Benedictine College, transforming culture in America.
This is Dan Rappaport with Exchange Bank and Trust, where we have a lot more than money invested in our communities. We're your neighbors, involved with local schools and charities. Communities where we have invested our time, our interest, and our heritage for nearly 170 years. Offering hometown service and modern technology. If you're looking for strong financial advice, personal banking products, or competitive loan rates, look no further than Exchange Bank. Stop by today or visit us online at ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We're back with you here at Wilcox Stadium, where the Ravens, coming out of the timeout, just a simple handoff into the middle of Ugorji, going to burn up some time. He gets 11, moves the chains. It's another first down. I guess there's not enough time left for Campbellsville to mount any kind of a recovery from this. It's going to be a huge win for the Ravens, a difficult, hard-fought win for Benedictine. But, Gus, fans around the country have been watching, listening to this game, following our broadcast, and even if you're in the 954, you can see it in your mind's eye, and you know they were ripe for an interception right there.
Yeah, and that time able to just load up, and quarterback Jet Ingle throws his second interception of the game, and Benedictine did a great job of holding the pass game under control. They held Engel to 10 of 24 passing, 98 yards, no touchdowns, two interceptions. Take a quick look around the country. Kaiser taking it to Southeastern today, 41-9. Up in snowy Des Moines, Grandview, 55-13 on St. Francis. Lindsey Wilson has stormed back to lead Indiana Wesleyan 50-31. It is Friends leading William Penn 42-16 at halftime.
Oh, we have a little disagreement going on out of the field as helmets are being pulled away and thrown across the field, and there's a little bad blood out there right now. And so we'll let them sort all of that out. It's going to have no impact on the outcome of this game, just FYI. So we'll get that all ironed out. 55 seconds. Did the clock even run?
No.
Huh?
No.
I didn't think so.
Okay, so what happened?
Yeah, help me out here.
There was a whole lot of action. I thought we were going to get offsetting unsportsmanlike. Instead, we're just going to get an unsportsmanlike against Campbellsville. And Benedictine is going to take said offensive lineman out and bring Eddie back in for the end of this game and say, Eddie's a little cool-headed. He'll be fine out there. And for Benedictine, I'm going to be able to count this down and punch a ticket to round two.
Here we go.
For three, I guess.
Round three, even though for Benedictine, it'll be game two from the 44-yard line. Already, I can hear fans in my head going, who does Benedictine play next week? Where are you going to be playing at? And all of that will be answered tonight. We will know by first thing in the morning. Actually, we will know overnight, through the night.
Yeah, we'll know once the West games get finished, right? And those games are all in the second quarter. Do you even want to venture out on the land?
Heavens, yes, you betcha. This is where I'm going with this. I'm gonna speculate. We love to speculate around here. You know? Let's see, what do you think is gonna happen?
Bust out the map and just wildly guess, and I would guess.
You think Wichita, don't you?
I do. I just think
I know you do.
I think Benedictine is probably headed to Friends. Right now, Friends leading William Penn 42-16 at half. I think the real question is what happens out west, right? Carroll and Montana Tech and College of Idaho and Morningside, those are both 7-0 games early on.
Right. If Morningside wins, they could come back here. That would not be impossible. I know some big fans here in Atchison who would love to see Carroll come to Wilcox Stadium. That would be kind of fun. Two teams who have never met, to the best of my recollection. I don't know that we've been to... Didn't we go to Helena once? I think we did go to Helena once.
I don't remember that.
Maybe. Anyway, Ravens are going to huddle up here and get into that diamond formation. And we got to move. Players point across the line. You'd think this was coming down to the last snap, the way they're pointing at each other. Was there a false start? Was there an offside? What's going on? And we're getting some more penalties that are going to make the final numbers look skewed, frankly.
Yeah, here's the deal. If you're offensive coordinator head coach Jake Russell for Campbellsville, just tell your guys to delay a game against
slap the ball.
Yeah. And so here's the deal. If you're Coach Russell, just get your team under control. Just get them up field. It's fine. You're going to kneel the ball one more time and call it an afternoon, okay?
And here, okay, I'm going to tell you the snap's getting ready to happen right in front of us. It's down. It's down. The center gets his body slammed to the ground. Here's the thing. We've been here. We've been in Campbellsville shoes. It is not easy. You know, it's heartbreaking. It's frustrating. You've traveled a long way, and you've come up just a little bit short. But bottom line is you respond and you do the right things and you do the sports the right things and you watch that clock wind down. And if you're on the Ravens sideline, you're celebrating because that game is over. And a final score from Wilcox Stadium this afternoon. The Benedictine Ravens 21, Campbellsville, Kentucky 17. In the best game of the second round of the NAIA postseason tournament. And we'll be back to summarize it all for you right after this.
That concludes the second half of Benedictine football on Hot Country 93.7. Stay tuned for the B&P Propane postgame show.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meals steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Welcome back again to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. And because if anybody tells you, I made it to the postseason and I'm way better than you and this is not going to be easy, they've never played a playoff game because there are no easy playoff games ever.
Yeah, I mean, that's why when you get down to this point, you're talking about the best teams that are left. And so for Benedictine, they punch one more ticket. What's up, Akina? They punch one more ticket. They move on to the next round. And for Benedictine, this is a great place to be. You had a game where you looked at the final stats, and it was close. I mean, total stats today, 337 yards for Campbellsville, 341 for Benedictine. Passing yards, both teams threw under 100 yards. But penalties, 9 of them for Campbellsville for 88 yards, Benedictine with only one. And this afternoon, how about Ugorji with 23 carries for 123? Witherspoon, 14 for 110 and 2 touchdowns. But Trey Bass, that young man played a great game today. 23 carries, 189 yards, and a touchdown this afternoon. But the big number, Benedictine comes up with those two interceptions this afternoon. The big one was Haston in the end zone to start the game. That was a pivotal point in the ball game because Campbellsville could have gone up a couple scores right there, and they didn't.
5 touchdowns total in this game, 3 of them directly from turnovers.
If you were looking at one point of the game and you say, what was the game changer? To me, it comes down right at the end of the first half when Campbellsville had those back-to-back holding penalties. And instead of punching it in and scoring the touchdown, they settled for 3. Settling for 3 ended up becoming a problem in this ballgame.
Yeah, and we talked about penalties as we came into halftime. Just before halftime, there were no penalties called. And then we saw a couple called there. And then in the second half, they began to become, you know, a little more frequent. And these two teams, you know, battled so hard. And it was quite the chess game before this was all over with today. Now for Benedictine, we'll see what the future holds. And where we will be and against whom Benedictine will be playing next Saturday. Look forward to being with you from there here on CARE Radio. I want to thank you for having joined us here today. Again, the final score from Wilcox Stadium and around the Raven campus, Benedictine 21, Campbellsville, 17. Till we reach you next time for Joseph, producing and engineering of the Care Sports Studio. Well done, young man. For Case over here to the right, this guy's a pretty good spotter over here, man. He didn't miss anything. Gus Couch to my left. Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to today's coverage of Benedictine College football here on Hot Country 93.7. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by Atchison Auto Parts, your hometown local Napa store. This broadcast has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.